If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Lube it or lose it.
Yeah! Woohoo! All right! Woo! Yeah! Ha!
F me.
Oh, yes. I can't tell you how much yes.
F me.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Lisa. Yum.
Stop it. This objectification of women has to stop.
You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Where do they start with a sponge bath? At your feet or your head?
No, they go with the dick. I don't like that head.
And now,
aloha, and welcome to
our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Wednesday, the 3rd of Sextember.
Yeah!
Alrighty.
We're adding one each day. That's different this time. We're going to add a sound effect per day. So, you know, when it gets to the 20th, we're going to have 20 sound effects.
Nice.
So that's going to be good. Here's why I love working here at K-Rock. Just walked through the lobby, and I saw what I thought was a dummy laying on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And like a plastic, full-size plastic doll of a person.
Almost like a mannequin wrapped in saran wrap or something.
Wrapped in saran wrap. And on the saran wrap, it says, I'm drunk. And I just stood there and looked at it for a second. Then I realized it was Beer Mug, our intern.
Yeah.
He's in the lobby, wrapped in saran wrap, with the thing that says I'm drunk.
And he's got like the tube from one of the saran wraps sticking out of his crotch, essentially.
Yeah. So I walk in and I just look at him for a little bit. And then I walk around the corner and everybody is, this is this morning at 5:25.
Yeah.
Everybody's hiding behind the desk and around the corner, and they're all...
There's a camera set up.
And Lightning, of course, Lightning Scorsese, who's in charge of the videos here. I think he's going to put this video up today. He jumps out, and I'm telling you, it's like it was his crowning achievement of all time.
It was 10 Christmases all rolled up in one.
He was so happy to just watch people come in and just see their response as a drunk Beer Mug in the lobby is just wrapped up and laying there.
Now, I had just walked through with Casey before you, and we stopped in the corner to see what you would do.
Oh, yeah.
But I know that I said, I don't think we should leave him like this.
I mean,
I know he's breathing and all, but this isn't, he could die. And then people came out and we realized it was, you know, people were filming and people were watching him. Kevin just stops, looks, kind of smiles, turns and starts to walk away.
There's
zero concern. Before you even knew it was being filmed or anything, it's like,
that's true, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
No, because I remember Psycho Mike was telling me that this was the plan, so I knew what it was, but I find it funny. See, that's the difference between girls and guys. Girls go, oh, we should take care of them. Guys go, we really need to take advantage of this opportunity. So that's...
Beer Mug was here last night drunk.
Yeah.
Essentially?
Way drunk.
And Lightning drove from home.
You called Lightning
to
said,
do this?
Dude, seriously. Beer Mug, lobby, wrapped in saran wrap.
And that,
set up the video.
I mean, that's the bottom line. That's pretty much how it happened. I came in for work this morning, and Beer Mug is passed out, and that's what he gets.
Oh, my God. How drunk do you have to be to be able to do that?
That's the thing. I think I don't think everybody passes out because I have chunks of my memory missing, I don't think I've ever passed out. I'll throw up, you know, and get sick before I pass out. But Beer Mug, I mean, I don't know. How long do you think he'll be there laying like that in a saran wrap?
7 a.m. hour.
That's awesome.
What time did you put him there?
4:15. Let me put it this way. When I first discovered him this morning, I checked to see if he was breathing. That's how passed out he was.
Oh, this is dead.
I was seriously like, okay, let's first make sure he's alive.
Yes.
And I did.
And then you wrapped him in plastic.
Then I stripped him and put him in plastic.
We may have to do an intervention after this.
Did you strip him entirely?
No, he's in his boxers.
Boxers. Oh, okay.
But, I mean, he had... like just shorts, but they were already undone. They were already unbuttoned.
What?
He was lying on the ground. So it was myself and the jock before us, McCabe, I brought him in to help me out, and we yanked his shorts off and then took his shirt off and then carried him limb by limb to the front and saran wrapped him.
You took him limb by limb?
Yeah, I put him back together.
All right, I'm going to take his left arm. No, you get his right arm.
I meant Casey got his legs, I got his hands. And we dragged him out there and just – We were trying to piece together how we were going to do it. We were going to put him on top of the desk and saran wrap him on top of the desk lying down.
That's good, but then if he
– But then we thought he might suffocate on his own belly if he like
sure.
if he was lying forward. So we said, let's sit him up at least.
I would have thought when he comes to, he might roll over.
Oh,
not know where he is.
Yeah, that too.
So if he falls 4 feet, oh well. I mean, that's not really
– That's part of the deal.
We're concerned about him dying for good. So we decided we have to sit him up, and this is like – You want to know the weird part? We stripped him, and we carried him, essentially naked body, but we were doing Rochambeau to see who was going to put our fingers in his mouth to poke a hole so that he could breathe.
I like it.
Yeah, that's gross. No, you do it.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, who won?
McCabe had to do it.
Is there any concern that because he's completely encased in saran wrap that his body isn't, I don't know, sweating the way it's supposed to or something?
When you're passed out?
I don't know.
Nah.
All right. He dies. I raised the concern.
I think it's perfectly safe.
You do?
Oh, huh? Sure.
All right.
Yeah. This is the least that's happened to Beer Mug. And you know what? Here's the thing with guys. It's your duty. It's your duty.
Okay.
To do something like that.
Where'd you find all the saran wrap?
Lightning had it for some wacky game he was going to do. And Alex Roush, who also works in the video department with Lightning, said, I've got 45 cases of saran wrap. I was like, what is this?
Bust it out.
Divine intervention.
Something is weird. Something odd is going on around here.
Yeah, well, that's always the case.
Oh, God.
You know, it's not every day, though, you walk into the lobby where somebody's passed out.
Nope.
I just looked at him, and I was trying to figure out if it was a dummy, and then I saw that it was Beer Mug, and then I was like, that's funny. That's funny.
I'm glad I walked in with Casey. I'm so unobservant. There's a really good chance it would have rocked right by and
you
never
couldn't
noticed.
Have walked right
know.
By that.
I don't know. Casey discovered it before B. So.
He's sitting over on the right side of the lobby, and his feet are kind of halfway out into the lobby. Oh, that's
a lot of my mind.
I got to go look again.
It's pretty amazing.
That's good work. You get props for that. Nicely done. Nicely done. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We are going to talk about superstitions today. Everybody has superstitions. Some groups, Mexicans, have more than others.
True. But apparently so do the Irish.
So do the Irish.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Ralph moved and was trying to sell his house and had it sold and then it fell out of escrow. So now he's screwed. He's got two houses. He doesn't know what to do.
Right.
Can't sell it. Bad market. Calls his mom. Mom says, why don't you bury a statue of St. Joseph in the yard?
In the yard, yeah.
And he says, that sounds wacky, but I'm desperate, so I'm going to go get a – I'll do it.
He's the guy that does weird things for sports teams, though,
sure.
Right? Puts things in freezers and
– Sure. You freeze the other team.
How different is this, really?
But, yeah. I mean, really, the statue of St. Joseph in the yard, I mean, that's – there's no way that helps, right?
But the freezer does?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the freezer freezes the other team. You should
Still
know that by now.
Still trying to figure that out.
Yeah. So he buries it and sells the house.
Yep. There's no way to disprove it. That's the problem. We'll never know what would have happened if he hadn't.
That's true. We should bury Beer Mug. That's what we should do. We should bury him alive.
Good call.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a saint.
just leave like a little straw sticking up so he can get just a little air.
Tom and Jerry.
All right. So we'll talk about that today. Plus, we have Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup, which we have a spectacular group of today. Really good. Diddy is back. Olympic gymnast getting in a fight.
Oh, I've seen that. That's awesome.
Some dude saw Jesus in a moth.
There's a new retarded policeman, too.
Retarded policeman, McCain's brain. There's a lot of great stuff on the Internet Roundup today. We'll tell you about that. We will check in with Bob Dylan, who, of course, is the 60s music icon.
Yep.
And apparently has come out with a group of harmonicas. He's actually marketing harmonicas now.
Are we selling them?
Yes.
No kidding.
We are going to talk to the creator of a website about people who wear their pants too tight. Perhaps.
This is not a bad idea.
Maybe girls.
I have to say.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Also on the show today, we are going to give away some MTV Video Music Award tickets.
Oh, good.
We have those all week long. We're going to give you a chance to win those in the 6 o'clock hour, so make sure you're listening for that.
Okay.
And we have Sustainable Dave.
It's the beginning of the month.
It's the beginning of the month. We missed it yesterday, but Sustainable Dave is a dude that does not throw away anything. Psycho Mike went and did cribs at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised by the lack of trash, I have to be honest. It didn't look like there was...
He seems to be managing his trash very well.
Much trash at all in the basement, and that's bogus.
Just bottles, really. He's a drinker.
Just a heavy drinker. That's what we somebody in the house, maybe his kids, heavy drinker. So there's bottles and bottles and bottles down there. But you would think it's September. You'd think he would have 9 months of trash would be a lot. So I think he's a fraud. And we'll call and ask him about that this morning.
His raging bonfires in his yard every month.
All right, I have to go back out and check out Beer Mug. It's 5:40. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz. Ralph has joined us to take a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
It's a brand new couple in Hollywood.
Really?
There's no way this is true, but I have to report it because it's so much fun.
All right.
Pam Anderson.
What?
Pam Anderson. And her new boyfriend, Michael Jackson.
Oh, come on.
Geez.
No. Come on.
Insiders tell the Daily Mail that the two have gone out on a few secret dates and really seem to be hitting it off. Mm-hmm.
Pam Anderson?
Their first outing was at a hotel bar in Malibu, California. Apparently, they've also gone out for coffee. Rumor has it that they seem very comfortable around each other.
Nope.
And have shared great conversations about their children, his new CD that he's working on at his 50th birthday. So Pam Anderson and Michael Jackson.
Sure. Why not?
Hollywood's newest Romeo and Juliet.
That is awesome.
Couldn't be happier for the both of them. I think they're going
to
be
a very,
very happy couple.
He would not know what to do with her.
Oh, he knows. He wrecked her.
Yeah.
I'm guessing not.
Oh, wrecked her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Giant size cans.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh!
Is a Fruit Loop.
Shock.
Gay wad.
One source tells Star Magazine that he is paranoid about his eyebrows above all things.
What?
Apparently, monthly he goes into a salon and has them shaped.
Shaped?
Yeah.
Plucked.
Plucked, shaped, waxed, cared about.
I think he's gay.
Tended to. And carries an emergency eyebrow kit around with him, which is tweezers and brow gel in case his eyebrows get unruly.
That was brow gel.
Keeps your brows
in place.
Down,
gelled. Yes, gelled it does.
Down. Yeah.
Could you be any gayer?
Was he a unibrow at some point in his life or something?
I don't know what his childhood issues are that have made him the way he is, but I just know he needs to stop.
Wow.
Wow.
Everything.
Yeah, but these guys are really super gay.
Maybe even breathing. Stop that.
Wow. I've never had an eyebrow disaster emergency.
You know, what you do this. You just do that.
Just rub
go
it.
Out the door.
Yeah.
Come on. There's something... Don't get me started.
I don't know.
There is something seriously wrong with any guy who pays that much attention to their physical appearance.
Yeah, I think so too.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a guy who probably could use a little bit more of attention to my physical appearance. I could probably... air to the other side better.
I've quit, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You haven't. You're still dyeing the bleach blonde hair and
that's
waxing
true.
Your legs or doing that, whatever the hell you do
that's
over
true.
There.
It cuts down on the friction in the water.
I know,
when I swim.
You're a big swimmer. But these guys who were just with the salons and the tinting and the hair and the brow gel and whatnot.
Hey, Doc, anyone gay?
You know, honest to God, the beauty of being a guy is you do not have to do all that
right.
crap.
Yes.
Take advantage of it.
I was reading an article recently in response to the recent metrosexuality of American men that there is a new movement afoot called the retrosexual men. Which are just like dudes who just drink beer and just watch football and are just sort of old school American
it's
men.
It's coming back around
it's
our
coming
way.
Coming back around. So
I'm not approving of that either.
I'm holding on. Oh, be quiet, woman. See, that's part of the whole retrosexual thing.
No, that's part of it. Yeah.
What that broad say?
It's kind of gay to me. Yeah. Uh-huh. Homosexual.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush is reportedly a little nervous about his girlfriend Kim Kardashian signing on to compete on Dancing with the Stars.
What?
The show has a long history of the couples hooking up with their dance partners.
Yes.
The contestants hooking up with their dance partners becoming couples. And National Enquirer reports that he's worried because he has said his lady is a big flirt. And, of course, by big flirt, we mean whore.
Sure.
So he's concerned. He's also concerned that one of the, the lightweight dancers may bump into him in the hallway during a taping and he'll fall through a wall.
through a wall?
Yeah. Saying he doesn't take hits real well.
He's not...
he's not sturdy.
Solid on his feet.
Open space, yeah. But you hit him in the hallway.
Yeah.
Nothing. He's out.
It's a loss for five.
Are there any black male dancers on that show?
I don't believe so.
Not then professional.
He's safe. Yeah. He's all right.
She does like the brothers. God love her. What'd you do for Labor Day weekend? Did you go to any parties? Did you have any barbecues? Anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah, went to some friend's house.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you go to Billy Joel's?
No.
Apparently Billy Joel's was the place to be this weekend.
No thanks.
New York Post reports that he had a huge party at his mansion in the Hamptons on Sunday to celebrate the end of the summer. The guest list included John Bon Jovi.
Ugh.
Pink Floyd leader Roger Waters. Howard Stern. Ivanka Trump. And Chevy Chase.
Wow.
Quite a party.
Apparently the highlight was the beer pong game between John Bon Jovi and Chevy Chase.
Come on.
They were playing beer pong.
Come on.
Chevy and Jovi.
I'm not sure I missed all that much, to be honest.
Are you kidding? I would give anything to see that.
You would John Bon Jovi and Chevy Chase playing beer pong?
I would totally want to see that.
Chevy all looped up on horse tranquilizers, drink swilling beer.
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
Bon Jovi talking about how
he's a cowboy.
Steel horse he rides. Sounds like a good time. Chevy Chase and beer pong.
Come on.
Along together for me. Anne Heche and James Tupper are talking marriage. They are co-stars, of course, on Men in Trees over there on ABC. Mm-hmm. And they both left their respective spouses to be together. In Touch magazine says the couple were overheard at lunch while shooting the series, making ceremony plans. So, for Anne Heche, I'd like to say congratulations. For James Tupper, I'd like to say, run! Run, oh Jesus, run! The hell are you thinking? And Stone Temple Pilot. I can't get it out this morning. Stone Temple Pirates.
Yep. Arr, I like it.
Stone Temple Pilots frontman Scott Weiland will release his second solo album later this fall. Did you know he's in the works with a solo album? I had no idea.
No, I didn't.
It's called Happy.
Hmm.
And it comes out on November the 18th on Scott's own Soft Drive record label. Features guest appearances from Tony Kanal and Tom Dumont and Adrian Young from No Doubt. Maybe they found a new lead singer. Maybe Scott will take over for, what's her name?
Gwen?
Yeah, that's it. Scott finishes up the tour with SDP on October the 31st, God willing, knock wood. And we'll do a solo tour shortly after his new solo album hits the store. So if you're a Weiland fan, you can check him out this fall. I'm sure he'll stop by the Los Angeles area.
Hope so.
And Paris Hilton.
Haven't heard from her in a little while.
Well, she's been busy, Lisa. Apparently she's been very deep in this relationship with Benji Madden. That's kind of kept her busy these days. But rumor has it that they could be on the rocks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Apparently, Benji Madden is upset because Paris is a bit of a flirt, and that makes him uncomfortable, because he likes attention from men more than she does.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So he's very upset. She was recently seen hanging out with MySpace.com CEO Chris DeWolf, and flirting it up with him, and he was so ticked off, he threatened to move out of their Hollywood Hills home. Easy, Benji.
Don't you, if you date Paris Hilton,
yeah,
don't you know what you're getting?
I would think so.
It's funny that we all do, and he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of surprise is this?
Not start staying home making rib roast
right.
for
no.
you, know, with the new potatoes and the small carrots.
Yeah. Remember when she...
Baking cornbread.
Remember when Paris Hilton was on Larry King? It was the best.
Have you ever been addicted to drugs?
No.
Taking drugs?
No.
Never taken drugs?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
So you're just naturally stupid. I don't know what's worse.
She's flirting. Wow.
Did you see Larry last night after the Republican National Convention?
No.
Last week when it was the DNC, he had Republican personalities and whatnot on to talk about their response to the convention.
Right.
Last night, because of the Republican convention, they had Democratic people on, more or less. D.L. Hughley was on, who was very funny.
Okay.
And they had Jesse the Body Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, because the thing's taking place in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Boy, is he a laugh riot. He's just insane.
Really?
He's a madman.
Yeah, he says anything.
Oh, it's the best. It was very entertaining. But I love the fact that, I was just thinking, because you put Larry King, he kept calling a D.L. Hughley DJ. Let me tell you something, DJ. DL never corrected him, which I thought was very gracious of him.
What's your favorite Bible passage?
I don't have a favorite.
Yeah.
I don't can't
spent
think of
any. Spent
all
that time studying the Bible in the Huskow, did you?
Yeah.
DL was like, this year I have a choice between a guy who's half black or half dead. I gotta go with half black.
Larry's half dead, isn't he?
That's true, yes. Today's celebrity birthdays, skateboarder, snowboarder Shaun White. The Flying Tomato.
Yep.
Is 22 years old today. And Charlie.
22!
22.
He's done so much more than you and I will ever do.
Yeah, he could buy and sell us all.
Wow.
Three times over.
That's awesome.
And Charlie Sheen, who's also done more than you could ever do, by the way. But
in every way.
Usually involves his penis. He's 43 years old today and soon to be new dad with his new wife.
Oh, yay for him.
Good for you, Charlie.
Excellent.
You just keep spreading that seed. That's what we need. Master race of sheens. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a site, krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and the Internet Roundup is where we put up our favorite links to our favorite videos, and we have some new ones for you right now.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Why do you have to pull on your pants for all of these? I don't think necessarily.
It's just our way.
You have to. This is how we watch the internet?
Yeah.
We have a bunch of videos up here, like, I don't know, 100, and some of them are great. If you haven't seen the best beer commercial ever.
Oh, that's a good one.
Please trust me when I tell you, you're going to want to drop your pants when you see that one. That's a good one. Best beer commercial ever.
Yeah.
Fox reporter gets a little too close to the DNC protest. It's funny as hell. P. Diddy talking about gas prices are too mother effing high. Pretty damn good.
He's amazing.
So you can check them all out. We have a few to highlight for you today. First is another retarded policeman. There's a new retarded policeman. And this is an actual retarded guy who plays a policeman and he pulls over cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls over this guy and he wants to know why he got pulled over.
Did I do something wrong, officer?
Yes.
Was I...
You drive like a little bitch.
I'm sorry?
Have you been drinking?
No, sir.
Why not, pussy boy?
Because I'm driving.
That's never stopped me.
Actually, I was just making a video because I'm kind of popular online. So.
Oh, I remember you. You're the cup of and two girls, one cup.
Hey, if you think I'm going to take that, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I thought, bitch. Your license, please. Wow, you've gotten really fat.
Did you pull me over just to insult me?
Apparently.
Okay, this is harassment.
No, this is harassment.
Slaps him.
Oh, you're ugly. Bye.
Yeah, that's the best. You'll find yourself laughing. You won't feel good about yourself.
No.
But you'll find yourself laughing. Diddy is back in a big way on these video blogs. He is just one of the most hateable people alive.
I don't think there's any way. You know, you get to a point in your life like he is where you're so wealthy.
Yeah.
And powerful, I guess, that there's no one in your life to tell you you're crazy.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. You have no idea what you're talking about.
And I'm not a big fan of talking about politics on this show because it always turns ugly quickly.
Right.
But I'm not sure anyone is turning to Diddy for political discourse. And he put up this video after John McCain picked Sarah Palin to be his vice presidential running mate.
Okay.
She was the governor of Alaska. And I don't think Diddy got through an entire thought. In this entire post, which goes on forever and ever, he starts 75,000 sentences and ends up really not saying anything.
Hey, yo, attention John McCain, attention John McCain. My name is Diddy. You may know me by my government name, Sean Combs, a.k.a. Ciroc Obama. We'll get to that on a whole nother blog. But right now, I had to check in with you to tell you that you are bugging the f*** out.
He's bugging the f*** out.
What does that mean?
That's his message. I mean, what does that mean? If you have to ask.
Okay.
I don't even understand what planet you're on right now. Alaska?
All right. Now, here's where he starts talking about she's the governor of Alaska.
Yeah.
And he can't understand why John McCain picked her, but for no reason, just that it's Alaska.
Alaska. Alaska. Alaska. Come on, man. I don't even know if there's any black people in Alaska.
Okay.
John, like, come on. This is... Sarah, Yo, if you really think that we're going to let you win this election with these like crazy decisions that you're making, you're bugging, okay? I'm calling all youth, all colors, all youth.
Here's where Diddy appeals to all of the youth, and he's trying to tell them that they need to get out and vote because it's very important that the youth do that.
Voters, November 4th, we have to protect our future because John McCain is bugging the f*** out, okay? Like, the lady's nice, she's cool, she's a heartbeat away, just like, and then she, the president.
What?
She gonna be on the phone with a man from South Korea or like... Was she, I mean, what in the hell? Alaska, you should have got Michelle Obama to be your running mate. Now, that would have been something strategic and fly. This one right here is not respectful to our lives, diverse lives. Anybody?
Make sense of this if you can. I don't understand what he's saying. I'm sure Michelle Obama was his second choice.
I'm sure he's absolutely right about that. That would have been
vice presidential running mate for the Republican Party.
Amazing.
Yo. You're bugging the f*** out.
That's his message. John McCain is bugging the f*** out, and he needs to stop it.
All right.
Because he's bugging the f*** out.
Come on, youth.
Come on, youth. Get out and help him, youth. Jesus is in a moth is a news report that we have up there. You know, where
I'm
Jesus
sorry,
is...
the kind of moth that flies.
Yes. You know, you've seen these stories where he's on a wall, he's in a shadow, he's in a toilet,
yeah.
He's in a tostada.
Is it a dead moth?
I do not believe so. I believe it's a live moth.
Really?
Yeah. So you have to go to the internet roundup. It's krock.com, Kevin and Bean. Click on that. Alex Trebek is drunk is another one that's up there, which is
that
very good.
That sounds promising.
Yeah. Olympic gymnast Alicia Sacramone.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me. Go ahead, hit me. Give it your best shot. And then she knocks the dude out, which is funny
just
as hell.
Just clocks him.
But I got to tell you, the funniest thing that I've seen in a long time is this dude that put this up on YouTube. And it is about John McCain when he announced Sarah Palin as his vice presidential running mate.
Mm-hmm.
And for a politician, she's pretty hot.
In that small category
that
of
world.
Female politicians,
right.
Yes.
I mean,
right.
we're used to...
She's attractive.
We're used to Hillary Clinton. I mean, at least it looks like she's heterosexual. So the video is of John McCain bringing Sarah Palin up on the stage. And you can hear them talking in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy, you know, drops out the audio a little bit and tells us what John McCain is thinking all along the way.
Right.
So now we understand what he was thinking when he picked Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin of the great state of Alaska.
All right. Looking good.
So that's what he's thinking. She comes up to the microphone and she's speaking to the convention. And while he's just standing there looking at her, this is what he's thinking.
Miss Palin. McCain likey.
Oh, God.
Oh, time to clap. Okey doke.
Time to clap.
Mm. Yeah, you'll serve. Oh, you'll serve. Oh, you are one. Oh, go for the kiss.
So then she turns to, like, hug him, and he wants to go for the kiss.
Damn it! Should have gone for the lips. Yeah.
Good at lips. Mmm. I am keen on you, m'lady. You are a real horn honker, Miss Sarah Palin.
She is a horn honker. She's
so
a horn honker. That's
creepy.
He's just looking at her. You know how the politicians just stand there and wait while the other people are talking?
Yeah. Sexy. That's a nice looking backside. Looking at. Oop, cameraman noticed me. Now he's going in close. Damn it. You are so hot. I'll talk to Cindy. She'll be cool with it.
Yes.
So that's McCain's brain checking out his VP. And krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. It's very funny. You have to watch that. And seriously, the best beer commercial ever.
Yes.
Is really funny. 6:50. Our old friend Bob Dylan is back in the news. He, of course, the 60s music icon.
Sure.
Apparently now he is hawking harmonicas. Got his own line of harmonicas.
He's never done that before, sold anything, has he?
He's
a pretty uncommercial
kind
of guy.
Let's find out from Bob himself. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah.
How's it going today? How's it going today?
You can ask him again or just move on.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, harmonicas. Okay. You have the harmonica there with you. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. Now, is that the harmonica that you're selling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go play in a dream. And I'm going to go play in a dream. What?
Yeah, I didn't understand a word of that. But yeah. I'm reading in the article that there are some harmonicas which you have played.
Yeah.
Like that one.
That you're going to sell.
Yeah.
After spitting in them. That doesn't sound good.
So all the ones you're selling, you play?
No.
$6,000. What?
I don't know. I think the ones that he play that he's selling are going for like $5,000 a piece.
What? That one right now.
Yeah.
Boom, $5,000.
$5,000.
Oh, my God. How can they be worth that much?
Good. They have magical spit.
They do have magical spit. That's true.
That
is true.
It's going to have a time of the female. It's Country Time Lemonade Day.
What he's referring to is Bob Dylan does a satellite radio show called the Theme Time Radio Hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where he picks a theme and then he plays songs and tells stories.
Okay.
So celebrate and entertain with him, I'm going to put this harmonica.
To celebrate?
Yeah.
Hanukkah?
No.
You're celebrating Hanukkah?
No.
A little early.
No.
It
doesn't seem right.
No.
It's not Jewish.
What's your theme this week, Bob?
Yeah, okay. It's celebrate and celebrate harmonica.
The Veronicas?
Harmonica.
What?
Huh?
Oh, harmonica.
Medicare.
Of course, harmonica.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're playing all the famous harmonica songs.
Oh, harmonica
so you're gonna, songs. You're going to play famous songs that have harmonicas on them.
Yeah, all the songs that harmonica made famous.
I see.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll be talking about harmonicas and singing the songs and playing the music in the tone.
That seems kind of like just a blatant attempt to sell some harmonicas.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So let's go down harmonica lane.
All right.
This is the first famous harmonica song.
Okay. That's Coldplay. Hey, Bob.
I don't think there's any.
There's not. Hey, Bob.
It's not even in key.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Keep going, Bob.
Can you hear the music?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear that it doesn't sound anything like your
harmonica song.
There's no harmonica in that song, Viva La Vida.
No, yeah, it's right there. I heard it.
No.
No, we heard you play it. But...
No, it's in there.
Oh, I didn't
just
think so.
Listen closely.
Okay, all right.
Here's another famous harmonica song.
Another famous harmonica.
It's not a
fight. Come on. There's no harmonica in that song. Hey, Bob. You're not particularly good on the harmonica, are you?
Yeah, it is a famous harmonica song.
That was not a famous harmonica song. There's no harmonica on it.
I'm not going to love that song.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And this one.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Bob, there's no
handlebars.
There's no harmonica.
Look at me. Handsome, yeah, like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper, even when the past is
up. I can show you how to
do it. I can show you how to scratch it. I don't
like that.
Hey, Bob.
Some people would like that.
There's no harmonica in the flow box.
And that sounds terrible.
No, it's a harmonica.
It's not a harmonica song.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with harmonicas.
I've heard that song 100 times.
It's a harmonica song.
All right, it's a harmonica song.
It is one.
Metallica. There's no harmonica in Metallica.
It's awful.
That's terrible.
You're ruining that song.
Yeah, yeah.
That is not a good song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it does not have harmonica on it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Nirvana never...
Listen to that.
Hey, Bob. There's no harmonica.
Not one of those songs has harmonica.
Hey, Bob. Bob.
Hey,
Bob.
Hey.
None of those songs had harmonica on them.
Yeah, yeah.
None.
Hey.
Why don't you pick like Springsteen or that old dude Neil Young or somebody that used
people have harmonicas.
Blues Travelers. People who use harmonicas on the songs. You all right?
I'm a little dizzy. I'm a little dizzy. I was out of shape.
Yeah.
Buy my harmonica.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
Kevin and Bean Show at 6:39.
Nope.
You mean nope? You can start with nope.
I can. And no.
Sustainable Dave is a guy.
No.
Who doesn't throw stuff away.
Exactly.
And he started at the beginning of the year not throwing stuff away.
And you know what he's doing now?
What?
Still not throwing things away.
That's correct, yes.
Moving on.
I don't know if you've seen the cribs that Psycho Mike did, went over to Sustainable Dave's house.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And was tossing trash everywhere. Yeah. Showed him the basement. Mm-hmm. Showed him the car that he hand-built. He took a car. Did he start
he carved
with
the, out of soap, right?
Did he car started with a regular car?
He started with a Volkswagen, and then him and a friend of his that was an engineer, they turned it into something that runs on vegetable oil. I believe.
There you go.
Did it by hand.
I think
wow.
We've covered it.
That's
I think
impressive.
We've got it all. We've been to his house. We've shot the Cribs episode. We've talked about the vegetable car. Now we can talk about other things.
Have we played
in the
intro?
No.
I don't think so.
Sustainable Dave. Sustainable Dave. He really cares about the environment. Sustainable Dave. Sustainable Dave. All his trash in his basement. We talk to him once a month. I wonder what he'll say. Oh, I know he will say I did not throw any trash away. It's time for Sustainable Dave. That dude is crazy. Yeah.
You crazy.
You crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, here's, Sustainable.
Here's the thing. Remember the movie Crimson Tide? Where the captain Gene Hackman is
crazy.
Losing his mind,
yes,
yeah,
and so Denzel Washington has to step in and grab the keys to
yep.
the nuclear missiles
right,
and
right.
stop him from blowing up the world.
Is that mm-hmm. what's happening right now?
That's what's going to happen right now. I need your key. I need your firing mechanism.
Sustainable
if you don't mind,
Dave, how's it going, buddy?
Neck.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Very good.
I need you to stop from blowing up the show.
Ralph, it's been too long. I've missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too, Dave. How's that trash going?
It's going great.
Yeah.
I thought you were coming by the house. What happened?
Yeah, I realized you're just not throwing stuff away.
Just not so much for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and I thought we pretty much had covered that in the previous 8 months.
Ralph was going to show up for the Cribs episode, but then decided that he'd heard the story before.
I don't know, but hey, don't you think the theme song should come out as a single for the people who want it?
No.
No?
Not so much.
If that were a group of people, maybe, but I don't know that they're.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, how's your junk mail?
It's doing pretty good.
See?
That Green Dimes
yeah.
thing works pretty well.
And it actually cuts it down, right?
It does.
You guys
it
have some secret code?
Yeah,
no,
I don't know about.
No, Lisa
it's
actually took a
I went on his website, and there's a place where you can go. It's called greendimes.com.
Wait a minute,
and
hold
you
on,
register,
hold
and you
hold
pay
on.
Like 10 bucks or something, and then they help you cut down on junk mail.
Green Dimes, it's
right.
called?
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, greendimes.com.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wait a minute. You went to his blog,
mm-hmm.
his website
on purpose, or
yeah.
did you hit it accidentally?
I on purpose.
Okay.
And then you did something that he said
I
on purpose.
I did.
And it worked.
He also gave us all, if you guys will recall, those SIG
yeah.
metal water bottles.
Oh, you know that. I mean,
I use mine every day. I love it so
much.
I
don't even remember you talking about that.
Is Lisa talking about how much she loves a bottle of water?
Yes.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
She is.
See,
this
I don't
is the
use
problem.
Plastic bottles anymore.
Sustainable Dave is a virus, and I'm the cure. Someone's got to step in and stop this man.
Sustainable.
Ralph is throwing away things as we speak.
I know, he does.
Listen, I'm trying to balance you out.
They
I mean,
both
I throw
yeah,
away
I
as much as I can because you're not.
Yeah, there
now,
has to be
that. So, Dave, you're not throwing anything away still?
I have to say, Mike is really impressed with how little trash there is in your basement.
And you know what? That's one thing. I mean, everybody does make fun of this, shockingly enough. But the thing is, at 8 months, I have 30 pounds of trash, and the average American is about 900 pounds of trash.
All right,
that's
you win.
Amazing.
Okay,
you win.
Better than us. You win.
No, it's not about winning.
You win.
I'm better than me. I'm, better than I was. So that's what that's
it means. We could do that too.
I have 35,000 pounds of trash. I'm buying stuff just for the trash,
just in Kevin's back seat.
Not that you guys don't have enough fodder, because you obviously are like coming up with things every minute to go off of here. I was back east for vacation with my family, and I actually went in Connecticut to the Museum of Trash. There's actually a Museum of Trash in Connecticut, and the funny thing is when I called up, I said,
isn't that just called the dump?
No, it's not. It's actually attached to them. It was actually pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, dude.
But here, I will have a little fun with this. They actually, not only did they know who I was, but they had the supervisor come and be there when I came in and gave me like the full tour.
You're like a celebrity.
Sure, you're like a VIP.
They do that for the two people that come in a year. They want to make a big deal out of it.
Drop from the ceiling, confetti. Someone show up to the Museum of Trash.
I think that's what it was. Someone actually showed up.
The Museum of Trash.
Did you go alone or did your family actually
go with you?
It's geared towards kids. So my family went.
Your kids love trash.
They had a good time.
Disneyland, kids. We're going to the Museum of Trash.
Play with broken bottles.
Oh, look, Daddy, a milk carton. I wish my face was on it.
Oh, that is harsh.
But Dave, while that may be harsh, you're telling us that you took your kids to a Museum of Trash.
Yeah,
and
you don't think they want to run away.
And they had a great time.
They did have a great time.
No, they didn't. Harsh. It's a Museum of Trash. Kids don't like that.
Okay.
You're bad.
Wow.
All right, here's what I want to hear, Dave.
Yeah.
I want to hear, this was a bad idea.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going there. It's actually working exceptionally well. But I will say again, I can't wait till the year's over because I hate cataloging all this stuff. But you know what I'm doing next week?
You're going to quit, Dave. You're one of those guys that starts out, hey, I'm going to do it for a year, and then you're going to be, you know, I'm 70 years old.
I'm just going to do a little heroin socially at parties.
You're going to a Museum of Trash. That's not just going to end at the end of the year, dude.
Have you guys ever heard of something called Peace Jam?
No.
Okay. Peace Jam happens September 11th. I think that's next week. Yeah, next Thursday.
It is.
And they get student leaders from all over the world. They come here to Los Angeles, seven Nobel laureates, you know, talk to them and teach them about leadership and whatever. And I'm going to actually be teaching a seminar.
No, I am kidding.
It's like Desmond Tutu, a bunch of other people whose names I can't pronounce, and me, and a bunch of other people.
No.
But it's not just about trash. I am talking a little bit about that, but I'm actually giving the seminar that I give on sustainability to kids. But it's pretty cool.
You don't give a seminar on sustainability to kids.
He's sustainable, Dave. What do you think he does?
You're the most boring man alive.
And 2 weeks from now, I'm actually going up to Chico State, where I'm addressing the entire freshman class.
No, you're not.
I don't want to hear about your trash tour, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'll buy the T-shirt.
Ralph, let's call this group that's going to have them on September 11th, the Peace Jam or whatever it is, and get him canceled.
Do you
guys know what this guy talks about?
Peace Jam.
Trash. You know what he has in his basement? Trash.
They actually called me because of it, believe it or not. See, there's value in this. That's what you don't
get.
I can smell the patchouli and Birkenstocks from here with the Peace Jam.
And then the other thing that just cracks me up is on August 15th or 16th or whatever it was last month, the Associated Press released an article on me that went. It was in Moscow. It was like in India. It was all over the world. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah. And I was getting emails from all over the world. It was
when did this become the Sustainable Dave infomercial?
I'm just telling you what's going on. You don't want all the information.
No, when you first started out, it was just, hey, I'm throwing away my trash.
Because it's actually gotten some traction and people are learning.
Or not throwing away my trash, I guess. I get that confused every once in a while.
It's 9 months in. Kevin hasn't learned what you're doing over there yet, Dave.
Maybe, I don't know what the studio's like. Maybe you could write it on a big board
before
you get me on the phone. Because then
that wouldn't help, Dave. Now he's got a calendar and he's got all these speaking engagements.
Calendar?
Yeah, I'm saying he's given us his calendar of events.
Maybe he was publishing a calendar made out of trash.
I'm just trying to let you know there.
Yeah, nude pictures of Dave with like a banana peel in front of his crotch and that kind of stuff.
Value in this, but Ralph, I don't know.
You just keep going, Dave. We'll fine. We'll just do our jokes over here. You keep talking. That's good.
I don't know if Mike actually passed this along, but I did invite you because you said you were going to be there. I can throw some lazy boys down in the basement. We can have a couple beers down there, chat. Just you and I, no cameras.
He'll be there today. Ralph will be there today. Wait for him at about noon.
Like the worst day of ever.
Wait, is it Ralph?
Of ever.
On another note, is it true that you were doing Family Guy voiceovers the day that you were supposed to be here?
Yeah, I did. I had another gig. I would have been there.
I got to tell you, beyond that, I didn't know you did Family. Family Guy's the greatest show ever.
It is.
Yeah, he's been doing it for several years.
Yeah, I've been doing it for years now.
I had no idea. I'm totally impressed. So,
all right, suck up.
I wasn't sucking up.
I'm still not coming.
He's giving a speech to the Peace Jam people. Come on. What's going
on
here?
You're all so angry. Why don't you lighten up a little bit?
Stable Dave hats now. I make out of old 7-Up cans and stuff. We know, Dave. You're the man.
You go, Dave.
All right. Well,
here's the thing, Dave. You might stop cataloging after a year, but you're going to keep living like this, right? You're
going to
feed your worms.
I got to tell you, my wife keeps on sort of asking. She's like, so, like, January 1st, we're done, right?
Yeah.
Sort of like, hey, what are you going to have, the steak?
The answer is no, by the way.
Of course not.
It's going to be tough. I'll give you that.
It will be tough to throw something
away. Dave, you're not going to be able to start throwing stuff away.
Well, I think I am, but it's going to be a lot less. But, I mean, I'll have learned a lot from it, and you guys will have
learned
a lot.
Dave, let me explain something to you. You haven't learned anything. You knew what was going to happen. You did it. It happened. Where's the learning?
The learning is in making different choices. It's all.
It's time for Sustainable Dave. That dude is crazy. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, we're out of time.
You crazy,
time, Dave. Oh, we're out of time. I'm sorry,
talk to you next month, Dave.
No, okay. That's like the hook that pulls me off stage.
Yes, it is.
Good luck at Peace Jam,
have a good one,
my
yes.
brother.
Bye-bye.
Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Speaking of the VMAs, Katy Perry will not be opening at the show at the Video Music Awards.
I thought she was.
As previously rumored, she'll be appearing, but she won't be opening the show.
Okay.
One source tells the New York Post that she's not too pleased about it either. She was heard complaining that the suits at MTV thought her hit single, I Kissed a Girl, was too provocative to launch the awards program.
How is that possible?
So they're going to bury it deeper into the broadcast.
Isn't that what they want? Is provocative?
They have girls making out on stage.
Lisa, I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah,
that one.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So, but we'll see it. Jeez, you won't see it at the outset.
Yeah, because that would be destructive.
Adriana Lima.
Thank you,
is a
Mike.
Real trooper.
Remember when she came in, Ralph? Remember how hot she was when she came in the studio?
She was hottest. Beautiful.
Mike, you remember that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you were out getting us breakfast.
Oh, that's right. You were gone.
Yeah. Apparently, she's suffering from a broken finger.
Yeah.
After she took a fall while on vacation in Croatia. Croatia, by the way, playground of the rich and beautiful. Croatia.
Is it really?
No.
Doesn't strike me that way.
She broke her finger, but she had to appear at a recent event called Supermodel Obsessions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think is Psycho Mike's life story.
Yeah.
But it's also a fan event where fans get to meet their favorite models. And despite the broken finger, she signed autographs for 2 hours at the event. Adriana Lima.
How about that? Nobel Peace Prize
nominee. McCain, whatever with your Hanoi Hilton and they broke his arms over and over again for 5 years. She had a broken finger and signed autographs for 2 hours.
She should be president.
Can I vote for her for president?
She is an American hero. Or whatever country she's from. She's a hero of that country. That's what
she's
she
a hero
is.
In all countries, Ralph.
She's a hero of the world.
Yes.
She is a hero.
Yes.
So I'm trying to say.
I agree.
You know who else is a hero? Usher.
Oh, that guy.
This guy.
What did he sign?
This guy's pretty smart.
Broken.
He's got hero all over him.
This guy is smart, smart, smart. Usher is launching a tour called the One Night Stand Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 15 shows at smaller, intimate venues, and it's a special concert tour that he said he's really looking forward to, and he wants to get up close and personal, he said, with his female fans who have been so supportive.
Uh-oh.
So only women will be allowed to buy tickets for these shows.
Really?
Wow.
He's just selling the tickets to the chicks.
Oh.
How smart is Usher?
Honestly, why didn't someone think of that before?
Yeah, how could no one
it's
think of that?
It's ladies' night. Hello, ladies. It's ladies' night here at the Usher Show.
I'm sure a lot of people have thought of it. They just didn't think they could sell enough tickets. I think Usher
but he's doing it in smaller
places,
I guess. Yeah. But that's awesome. Only girls.
This one's just for the ladies. And so is this one.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Oh. Well, you can't.
A little behind-the-scenes comedy. Sorry,
and
people.
And there's a book out about Britney Spears that says she may be a little mentally unbalanced.
Are what? You kidding?
This...
Pull back the curtain,
this
Ralph.
This book is going to rip the lid off the Britney Spears story. It is written by Ian Halperin, who wrote Love and Death, The Murder of Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
And he tells In Touch magazine that he's talked with Britney and several of her friends during his research, and he claims that she had her first mental breakdown when she was 13, and that her mental illness has been undiagnosed for years.
I'm confused because I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Like what part of life?
Life, like things and things.
Life and things.
She has been.
He also claims that her family may not be that stable.
Really? Dad, who's now in charge of
Dad, her? Jamie's a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah.
And he claims Mom, Lynn, has an unstable personality. So, I don't know, but apparently there's some trouble in the Spears family.
I am shocked.
Thank God Ian Halperin is releasing this book at this time so we can all learn a little bit more about Britney Spears, because how could we have known?
I thought they were all healthy as hell.
See, that's what they're doing. They're pulling the wool over your eyes. Lammy. Today's celebrity birthday is Charlie Sheen from Two and a Half Men. He is 43 years old today. And snowboarder, skateboarder Shaun White, Flying Tomato, celebrates his 22nd birthday today. That's what he's done at 22.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. X Games gold medals, Olympic gold medals.
But God gave him all those talents. It's not our fault. We
and that hair. He's been blessed with the hair.
True.
But if I had that hair, I could conquer the world.
But how come God gave them all to him? How come one of us couldn't have gotten something? You know?
It's unfair.
I don't know. Just hope he keeps throwing stuff away.
It's BS.
Like he does. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, let's talk about websites. This is a pretty funny-looking new website, and we're going to talk to the guy who created it. The guy's name is, nickname, I'm sure, is Muff.
Yeah.
Hey, Muff.
How's it going, guys?
Very
nice
good.
Name.
Well, I don't want to use my real name in case, you know.
In case angry Mexican women want to hunt you down and kill you?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The website is MexicanMuffinTops.com. And as I don't know if you know what a muffin top is. Why don't you explain it to us, Muff?
Well, basically, that's when a girl with a lot of back fat wears very tight pants and a very tight shirt, and the fat sort of blossoms out of the pants and is very visible, like the top of a muffin.
Yeah, and she ends up looking like a muffin with the top spilling over the sides.
Yeah, we see that all the time.
We sure
I'm so
do.
Fat.
Now, how did you come up with the idea for cataloging these all? Are you turned on by them? Do you find them funny? Are you trying to mock? What's your story?
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of people would think of it as a mocking thing. But I live in Atlanta, and we have a lot of immigrants of all types. But I just noticed one day driving along one of the main thoroughfares that they, like every other person you saw, had one of these muffin tops out there.
Right.
And it is an epidemic, Muff. You're absolutely right.
I don't even know about that. It just seems to be a part of their culture, really. I mean, it's just something.
No, it's not just.
It's not just Mexicans.
I'm telling you, yeah.
It's all fat girls that think they can still dress like they're not fat. I think.
I can agree with that, but I just for some reason, I guess it must be my neighborhood. I just see so many more Mexicans with it.
It says that it gets you caliente, if you know what I mean. That's veiled. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That means hot in Mexico.
Oh, hot.
When did you first start taking the photos of the Mexican muffin tops and putting them up on the site?
It's only been about a month now, but VH1's Best Week Ever website picked it up real fast. And a couple other places did, and I've been getting just a lot of requests to talk about it, and I'm afraid of it. If it gets too big, I'm going to be caught eventually.
And caught by?
The people I'm shooting.
Crazy, angry Mexican women?
Can people take pictures and send them to you?
I had a few, yeah. I've got some user submissiones, and I've got actually, I haven't put this up yet, but some Mexican guy sent me a picture of a fat white chick in a muffin top to kind of, I guess, balance
to
it
balance.
Out or whatever.
Sure.
I don't know if I like that or not.
Is that the one with the giant stomach that I'm looking at right now?
No. Everything up on my site right now are 100% guaranteed Mexicans.
Okay.
Looks like Muff, there's a difference between a girl who's just plain fat with a big fat gut on her versus the classic muffin top, which tends to be a little bit more, well-rounded. She doesn't look that obese. She just has tights that are too – the pants are just too tight.
Yeah, it's a combination of genetics because it has to come out the back to be a real muffin top. It's really cultural, I believe, with the Mexicans in special just because the shirts are so tight, seemingly for no reason.
Well, they certainly aren't trying to hide the fat.
No, they rock the sexy clothing, which is fascinating given their physical condition. But
it seems like at some point in the last 5 years, a decision was made, it doesn't matter what it looks like on me. If it's in style, I should wear it.
Yeah.
It looks good in the catalog. It looks good on my fat ass.
Let me tell you what happened. Jeans got a lot lower in the rise,
right,
which has made it pronounces the muffin top. In the last 5 years, they've gotten lower and lower. And it was reserved for fit girls. But fat girls think they can do that too.
Sure.
So it more prominently displays the muffin because the jeans are riding lower
but
on their body.
Mike, the waist of a pair of jeans would have to go up to this girl's armpits in order to keep her from being a muffin top.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a big girl.
Well, that's part one. Part two is the shirt's so tight that it shows it off. I mean, it's not just like they're trying to cover up pants that are too tight.
Yeah.
They're not trying to cover it up.
Yeah, if you look at the girl from yesterday, she's in this leopard print shirt.
Yeah, she sure is.
Literally painted on. And I have I have no idea why. And they wear belts, too, a lot of the time. Those pants aren't going down.
Here's my favorite thing.
No, they're never coming off. Couldn't get them off if you tried. Here's my favorite thing about you, Muff, is that you take a shot of the woman standing against the sign, and then you get a close-up.
Yeah, well, I've got a nice high-powered camera. That
there's always a close-up shot.
I hide underneath like a coat or whatever so they can't see what I'm doing.
Wow.
Yeah, but the kid, you know who's almost gotten me caught several times? The children, the niños. They apparently, the women are oblivious, but they'll like look at me and stare at me like I'm doing something weird.
Well, you are taking a picture of their mom.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Creepy muffin dude.
Creepy muffin dude is right.
Yeah. Are there any plans in the future, Muff, to expand your empire? Maybe, you know, to Gringa muffin tops or, you know, Swedish muffin tops? Just start expanding throughout all cultures?
Yeah, right. Swedish. I see that.
Sure, like there's those.
Oh, yeah, all those Swedes in Atlanta.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like the way that the Latina culture is, I can't drive half a mile without having to stop and snap some shots. I don't know if I'm ever going to run out of material.
Well, I definitely don't think overweight is an issue in that culture.
I don't think they own the muffin top.
No, I don't either.
Because the sister's got it going on, too.
Yes, they do. Yes. But I think Muff is attracted.
And the white trash certainly rocks the muffin top.
No question.
Strong.
But I think Muff is attracted to the Mexican muffin top. I mean, I think he really loves it.
I think he likes his food spicy.
Yeah.
It's one of those things when you're in an environment for so long and that's all you know. You know, it's just kind of, you get into it a little bit.
Muff's a little turned on by the muffin top, I think.
Have you taken a picture of, featured a girl on your site, and then dated her?
Mm-hmm.
Has that happened?
Not yet, because they oftentimes have niños with them.
Sure.
There are some Mexican nightclubs in my area.
Dude, listen to me.
Listen, we live in California. We know all about
the niños.
You don't
have to say kids after niños. We get that. And I was joking about caliente. We all know that's hot.
Okay. I don't know, dude.
All right, so you haven't worked this to your own advantage and gone on a date yet.
Well, I don't know how it would impress them if I showed them the pictures I was taking of them.
Yeah, true.
If I walked
and the headline, camera. Beware the Fat Squatch. I don't think that's going to get anyone to go out with you.
If you don't show them the headline, I don't know. They seem pretty unaware of how they look. So.
Or they don't
care.
They
might just think you think they're hot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys want, I'll try it out. I
think you should.
I would like that and report back.
I think in the next week, your goal is to put up pictures, but also to date one of them.
Get a picture with myself. And
yes.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Yes. Taking a bite of the muffin. You know
I really
saying?
Don't think this is a situation where they're just clueless and they think it looks – I mean, I think they know what it looks like and they're fine with it. That's what I think.
Well, you need to find out.
Fine. I guess I'll have to do some interviews.
All right. No, not interview. Date them.
In depth.
Do you have a wife or girlfriend? No, of course not.
No. The website, muffinbangers.com, I think. It's a whole new thing.
I do not.
I want a calendar, Muff. I want like a topless muffin top calendar of girls just without their tops on with the jeans on spilling over. That's what I want.
I wonder if they're like day laborers where you can hire them like that.
Oh, wow.
Sweet Jesus.
Wow, you're bad.
What? No, it's serious.
Yeah, I don't think they're like day laborers. You can hire them like that.
They don't
models and shoot a calendar.
They don't hang out outside of Home Depot offering topless photos. Come on.
I don't know, maybe for the right price.
All right, listen, give it a try. That's all we can say. Give it a try.
I'm getting back to you guys with this one.
All right. Thank you, Muffin.
I'm starting English muffin tops. We're going to go overseas. And start
you need
my
white
own
trash muffin tops.
Exactly.
That's what we need. Yeah. All right, Muff, keep it up. You're doing the Lord's work.
Thank you, boys.
All right, so we just had Muff on, who has created MexicanMuffinTops.com.
Yes.
And he made a few people angry.
We might have gotten a couple of calls.
So we called him back to say, hey, let's talk to some of these people. Not answering his phone.
Okay.
Not there.
So we have to do this ourselves?
Yes, we do.
All right.
So we're going to talk to Albert in Los Angeles. Good morning, Albert.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hi, Albert.
I think this guy's a moron with too much time on his hands, and you know, a little fetish for Mexican women with, you know, muffin top.
Yeah, I think he downplayed his fetish. I think he loves that.
I do too.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. You know, I mean, because I just see a bunch of fat women with muffin tops. Not that they're Mexican or white or whatever. I mean,
well, we tried to point that out. It's not a Mexican thing. I don't think.
I don't either.
It's a person thing. It seems like everybody. Definitely.
He may live in a neighborhood that's predominantly Mexican. Maybe that's why he's noticed.
He lived in Atlanta, though.
Yeah, but I mean, different neighborhoods are made up of different people.
I do think certain cultures, though, not particularly Mexican, but certain cultures do have less self-consciousness when it comes to overweight women wearing tight clothes.
Yeah. Absolutely, more acceptance of it.
I think You know, the white Southern women, white trashy women mm-hmm. tend to do it. I think some Latinas do it. I think some African Americans do it. There are some cultures that don't seem to have a bit of a problem of being overweight and just wearing tight, sexy clothes and just let it all
Or just
out.
The opposite, actually, are proud of it.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps. Let's go to Araceli.
Araceli. Yes.
Hi there.
I had a question for him, but I guess he's not on.
Well,
but that's okay. We'll help.
We tried to get him back.
We couldn't get him.
But he doesn't seem to be answering. Why are you offended?
I'm offended because, I'm Mexican-American.
All right.
But I don't believe all Mexican-Americans have muffin tops.
I don't think he was saying that.
He didn't say all.
He was just showing pictures of the ones who do.
But I have a question. What makes them think they're all Mexican? Why can't they be another race, like Costa Rican or
Yeah,
that's
Rican?
True. They could be El Salvadorian, for all he knows.
Mexican.
I don't think he does.
I think he's
lumping all Latinas together.
Yeah, I don't think he would know the difference.
He's from Georgia.
Yeah.
What does he know?
What a moron. He's
yeah.
an idiot.
But Araceli, you have to admit that there are some.
Of course.
Okay.
I've gone to clubs. I'm like, oh my gosh, she should not be wearing that.
Yeah.
And
look at her butt.
Latina.
Oh, look at her butt. That is a big butt.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
I don't think he's saying that all Mexican girls have that. He's just pointing out the ones who do.
Let's go to Jesse in Whittier. Good morning, Jesse.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, Jesse.
Hi. I've been listening to Muffin, and finally somebody brings it out.
Mm. Well, we're losing Jesse.
Well done.
I can't understand
Lost
what
signal.
You're saying. That's too bad.
All right.
Let's go to Mireia.
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 Good morning.
Right.
Hi.
Good morning. You know
Kevin
what?
Is so Latin, isn't he? Yeah.
Sometimes I fall back into my native language of retard.
I am just appalled that this guy would say something like that.
Wait. What did you think he said?
Well, just about Mexicans and muffin tops. Does he not see that not only Mexican chicks have muffin tops? I mean, I see all kinds of white chicks, all kinds of black chicks. I mean, it's bad enough that Mexicans have so many stereotypes. Now this guy goes and throws this stuff on the web.
I got to tell you, I honestly think from reading his site and from talking to him that he is attracted to Latina-looking women with muffin tops. I don't think it's that he does, you know, other people aren't wearing them. I think he's attracted to Latinas.
I do, too.
And I think, like Lisa mentioned, it's largely just what's in his neighborhood. He may live in a neighborhood that's highly populated with Latinas.
Keep that stuff to yourself. Like I said, it's not – I mean, it's bad enough that Mexicans, Latinos, everywhere have enough stereotypes. Now this guy goes and puts together
a website. We all have eyes. I mean, we're intelligent people. We know that all – overweight chicks that wear jeans who are too tight of muffin tops. I don't think he's really hurting anyone.
I know, but it's just ridiculous. I'm thinking, where does this guy live? Is he not surrounded by other people who are not Latina muffin tops?
Well, I would think so because he lives in Atlanta.
Well, exactly. I think there'd probably be more, I hate to say it, but more blacks or another race out there.
That's what I'm saying.
The kids lived in Atlanta.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Vanessa.
It's like Hot Chicks with Douchebags, that website.
Yeah.
Every guy on there is white.
Sure.
But I'm not assuming that all white guys are douchebags. That person is just picking out the people that he notices that fit that criteria and posting those pictures.
That happen to be with hot chicks.
I think this guy, he did have a slightly racist vibe to him, but I don't think he's trying to say that all Mexicans have muffin tops.
I think he looks for them because that's what turns him on. Makes him caliente, if you know what he means.
That's why Mike always looks at those big penis pictures on the
yes.
website.
Yeah.
Vanessa in Glendale.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi there.
I was just listening to the comments that you were making about, you know, certain types of ethnic women that are okay or certain ethnicities that allow women to...
That are more accepting of women who are
less
overweight.
Self-conscious about their bodies.
I think you're completely off on that.
You do?
It's not ethnicity. It's a woman thing. Some women feel like it's okay for them to wear certain types of clothes and some women don't.
Right.
I don't think it has anything to do with ethnicity.
I think you're wrong.
I think it definitely is cultural.
Culture that say it's accepting because as a member of one of those ethnicities, I don't find it accepting, and I don't think anybody that I know finds it accepting for certain people to wear certain things. But it's not based on your size or color or anything like that. It's based on personal taste and individual
based on what you look like as a person.
Well, it isn't a blanket statement that everyone of a certain culture, but you know, I have kind of a backside, and I can't tell you how many black men say things to me about it. Very specifically, black men come up to me because they think that's hot.
Well, maybe you need to survey the black men that are saying that. Maybe it's their opinion.
I don't think it's... Yeah, it's their opinion, but I think there is a cultural bias towards that.
I don't think it's a cultural bias. I think you guys are completely off. And I mean, it makes good for morning radio, but
I don't understand.
I think you're a little naive if you think that's the case.
Why is this making you so angry?
And it's not a bad thing if it is that way.
Yeah. What's a big deal?
I laughed when I first heard it because I thought it was pretty absurd, and it's obviously going to get called.
So you think all people all around the world are all the same? And no cultures are different from others or have different values.
Just like you wouldn't make the blanket statement that all, you know, black women that are big or all Latina women that are big are going to wear those kinds of clothes. I would never make a statement that says everyone has the same morals and the same opinion. Of course not. That would be a ridiculous comment to make.
But there are trends among groups.
Of course there are certain trends. But what I'm saying is you should probably be open to the fact that it's an individual woman's choice to do that. And it doesn't have anything to do with ethnicity. Because you know what?
You don't think the culture someone grows up in has an influence over how they act and dress and speak and everything else?
Of course.
But you're saying no.
You're saying everyone's an individual and they only behave according to their individual thoughts and feelings.
No, of course. Once culture is going to dictate or is going to influence of how a person acts or how a person dresses. But you're leaving out, you're saying basically that it's just these two, three groups when it's not. It's a woman thing. And you can see that if you see that. Asian women do it, Middle Eastern women do it, all women do it. It's up to the woman. It's not based on your ethnicity.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know where to go from here.
You
I know
go,
when
girl.
Lisa turns on you, you've...
Well, it's just insane because if a sister's out there with a big ass and she puts on a pair of tight stretch pants, she's going to get a certain amount of acceptance from her community versus a white girl with a big ass who's going to try to hide it because she doesn't have an ass like Jessica Alba's.
Right.
And it's possible to say that without being racist or mean.
Or racist.
I think it's healthier to be pro your body image and not be so ashamed of what you look like and putting the clothes on. I think it's a better thing. I'm not saying it's negative, but I think it exists. You'd be foolish not to at least acknowledge that.
Let's go to Edwin in Valencia. Good morning, Edwin.
Good morning, Kevin and me. Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
I just, as a guy who's Hispanic, I just want to say that I am truly not offended, and I actually think that it's funny because I've noticed more muffin tops than I care to even comment on.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not a big deal. This guy just, you know, happened to find his niche, and that's what it is.
Right.
But I tell you what bothers me more than muffin tops is chicks that wear pants with small pockets.
That's even worse than a muffin top.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I'll bet that website's available.
Probably, and if it hasn't, that'd probably tie the muffin
top. I would like to see the photos of that because I don't know what that means.
You get on chickswithsmallpockets.com.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's almost worse than a muffin top when you see a girl wearing a pair of jeans and the pockets in the back are real small.
Yeah.
It's like the new thing. I don't know what it is, but I think that's almost worse than a muffin
what
top.
All right. Because it makes their ass look bigger because their pockets are smaller?
It just looks enormous. It looks huge. It's just like, I don't know what's going on.
Someone's been smoking out today.
It's bad.
I gotta start looking.
Fatchickswithsmallpockets.com.
Get that website and call us back, Edwin.
All right.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. That video for that, Pork and Beans from Weezer, nominated for, believe, Video of the Year at the MTV Video Music Awards this Sunday night. Rodney joins us in the studio. Good morning, Rodney.
All right. Rodney on the Rock, 106.7, the Rodney on the Rock Show.
Nope. Kevin and Bean Show, but we're going to do...
now, 1-800-520-1067. Got tickets for... Brian Wilson.
No. This is MTV VMAs.
New CD.
And we're going to play...
That lucky old son, Brian, will be in the studio.
We're going to play Stump You.
We'll call England.
Right now.
Can you stump Rodney? Can you stump Rodney? Let's all stump Rodney now.
Yeah, wig wham bam.
That's right.
All right, that's... God.
All right, Rodney, you've been around in the
music. On the Rock Show, 106.7.
Rodney, we're doing Stump Rodney.
Thanks, what?
You've been around in the music industry for 120 years?
About 45 years.
45 years. Okay, so you know everything. Your mind is an encyclopedia of knowledge.
I know a lot about music.
Okay, all right.
Sonny and Cher.
Right.
They make music.
They used to a long time ago. All right, so we're going to take K-Rock listeners who want to stump you with trivia questions.
They can't stump me.
Lisa, will you do the drawing, please?
I will.
All right, let's begin with Joel, who is calling from Glendale. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Joel.
Stump Rodney.
Billy Joel.
Nope.
Billy Joel on the phone.
No, just
Hi,
Joel.
Billy.
Just Joel. All right. Stump Rodney.
What Michael Jackson song did Fall Out Boy did a cover on?
Which Michael Jackson song did Fall Out Boy sing?
My name is Luca.
That's not a Michael Jackson song.
Nope.
It's Beat It.
Beat It.
My name is Luca.
Yeah, that's we know the song, but that's not a Michael Jackson song. All right, hold on. You're in the drawing.
All right, cool. I win.
Thank you, Joel. You didn't win anything. You were wrong.
Right. It's one for one.
All right, let's go to Mark in San Gabriel. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
What's your question?
Which band did Travis Barker play for before Blink-182?
Echo and the Bunnymen. All right.
Is it Echo and the Bunnymen?
No, it's not. No. Aquabats.
Yeah.
Soft Cell.
No, he already told you the answer.
Right, I win again.
All right. Hold on. You're in the drawing. Don't go away. First of all, it was only two calls, and you didn't win either of them.
I answered one of them twice.
All right. Let's go to Matt in Whittier. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
How's it going, Lisa May?
Good, Matt.
Stump Rodney, anybody that is associated with the MTV Video Music Awards?
Yeah. So what rap group was Lil Wayne in before his music career blew up as a solo artist?
Devo.
That's not a rap group.
No, it was the Hot Boys.
The Hot Boys.
All right. Daz Band.
No, he said it. He already said
five for five now.
There was only three calls.
I answered five.
All right, everybody has stumped you so far. Let's see if you can get one right.
All right.
Let's go to Ashley in Corona. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Stump Rodney.
All right, what Project Revolution artist has been nominated to receive a VMA?
Adam Ant.
Rodney.
All right, six for six.
Are you listening? It's not six for six.
No,
it's a fourth call.
Stump me. All right.
Ashley, is that the answer?
No, it's Linkin Park.
Yeah, it's Linkin Park. All right.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do?
Okay, Rodney, you're not getting any of that. I thought you knew a lot. I thought you knew everything about music.
I
and you
do.
Can't
I'm
be stumped.
Them all.
Adam in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Lisa. How you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Adam. Good.
Stump Rodney.
All right, Rodney. What hip-hop mogul is Lupe Fiasco's mentor?
Hip-hop mogul.
Scritti Politti. All right. Seven for seven.
Is it Scritti Politti?
No, that would be Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z. All right. You hold on. You're also in the drawing. Rodney, I think you're 0 for 6
Buck
here.
Three.
0 for 5.
8 for 8. No.
Let's go to Kathy in West Covina. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, good morning.
Stump Rodney, you're our last contestant.
Okay. What movie does the singer Pink claim her name is derived from?
All right. What movie, Rodney?
What movie?
Pink.
Pink.
Name. Derived from
99 Luft Balloons.
That is not a movie.
All right. 99 Luft
Balloons.
It's
always an answer.
It's not a movie.
Mina.
Kathy, is it 99 Luft Balloons?
No. It's not even a movie.
I love that movie. All those red balloons in it.
All right, what's the answer?
It is Reservoir Dogs.
All right, Reservoir Dogs. All right, okay. You hold on. We're going to draw from
Bobby McFerrin.
Everyone who called is in the drawing. All every right. single person.
And the answer is... The winner is Joel in Glendale.
Nicely done. Joel.
All right.
Hi.
Who, by the way, called with the easiest question about the Michael Jackson song. Nicely done, my friend. You're going to be at the VMAs.
Congratulations, Dee Dee Ramone.
Will you stop giving answers?
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam.
Boy, I'll tell you, we have a lot of production on this show. I wish there was some way this morning, say this hour, we could have used this piece of audio.
Bell bottoms, then mullets. Now it's incredibly large women wearing incredibly small clothing. So Kevin Ryder and Beam Baxter are here to fight the fat as they form the Belly Police.
Hmm.
That might have been appropriate.
Hmm. I don't know about the machine gun shooting, but everything else.
Other than that,
maybe we could have used.
Sometimes you got to bring them down.
That's.
No choice.
Blow darts don't work?
You got to use lethal force.
By the way, tomorrow we're going to tell you about a new show that's coming on Sunday, which features the King of Mexico and Omar on Beer Mug.
It looks great.
I was recording Family Guy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was recording the Cleveland show, the spinoff show, from Family Guy.
Can't wait.
His own sitcom.
Can't wait.
So I was doing some voices on that, and I'm sitting there in the waiting room, and they've got all the... You know, they call them the trades, the trade newspapers out, the Hollywood Reporter and Variety and stuff. And there's a daily variety and there's a weekly variety. And a couple days ago, Daily Variety apparently was doing a story on a new show on ABC, I guess it is. And there is a picture of Beer Mug in a giant silver spandex costume.
That was their costume.
With an ugly face holding his stomach for some reason. I said, hey, that's Beer Mug.
They're going to be on a show called Hole in the Wall, which is Human Tetris. If you've seen that on YouTube, search Human Tetris, and they're going to be on the first episode on Sunday night, right after football.
They'll probably get their own spinoff show.
Sure. I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Ugly silver guys.
7:56, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Please do not worry. Everyone, do not panic.
Is everyone panicking?
Although Kim Kardashian says she will be dancing on Dancing with the Stars, and it is a bit of a workout, she is not worried that her butt will go away. She plans on holding on to her butt.
Okay.
I'd like to hold on to her butt.
Well, it's certainly her claim to fame.
Yes.
It would be very bad if it went away.
Usually when people do that show, they tend to lose 10, 15, sometimes 20 pounds because they're dancing 8 hours a day all day long for weeks on end.
Right.
But she said she has no fear that her butt will go anywhere. So it's okay, everyone. Get down from the ledge. The butt is safe. I love her butt. I love her boobs.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's attractive.
Yeah. She is.
Big butt.
She is one of the celebutantes, the people who are sort of famous just for being famous, who really offer nothing. And yet I find her probably the least annoying of all of them. She doesn't bug me for some reason. I find her attractive and sort of charming in a way.
Have you watched her show?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, she's pampered and spoiled, don't get me wrong, but she's not nearly as annoying as a Jessica Simpson or Paris Hilton or one of those crowd,
Yeah, that's true.
She's all right with me. That's what I'm saying. I give her the stamp of approval.
There,
I just stamped it.
That's nice of you.
Moving on upstairs now. Now they got to prove it upstairs.
They love it downtown.
They're going to love it downtown. the best thing about fall, of course, is the NFL.
Sure.
The football comes back. The second best thing is that we get
hockey.
New television.
Oh.
Not hockey. New television.
Yay, new television.
New television.
Now you're talking.
This sounds great. Apparently, HBO's got a new TV series starring Jason Schwartzman they've just announced.
Oh, okay. Nice.
He plays a struggling writer from Brooklyn, New York. The series is called Bored to Death, and they just signed the actor who will play his mentor on the show. Apparently, he was a pompous a-hole, but is trying to help out Jason Schwartzman anyway. Ted Danson will play that role.
No kidding.
He's always funny and always good.
Yep.
Those two guys together on a show sounds awesome.
How about that?
So I'm looking forward to it. More news about Jennifer Aniston's guest shot on 30 Rock. Apparently, she will play a former roommate of Tina Fey's character, who is a Fatal Attraction-like stalker. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. It does.
Tina, of course, taking some time off to run for vice president.
That's
but
not her.
She
That's,
will be back anytime, and they'll start doing 30 Rock soon.
Different person.
So look forward to that. And Billy Corgan's got some news. If you're a Pumpkins fan, their new single.
Hey, sorry about that whole comeback thing?
No. Pumpkins going to release their new single, Glow, G-L-O-W, via the upcoming Guitar Hero World Tour game.
No kidding.
Yeah. New video game, Guitar Hero World Tour. The song will be part of the downloadable song pack and available some point after the game's release. It'll also include 1979 from the Pumpkins and Everlasting Gaze. And if you want to play Guitar Hero as Billy Corgan, you can.
You can be that character?
You'll be able to choose his likeness as your player. So, exciting news for Pumpkin fans.
Well, sounds sexy.
Sure does. Andy Baldwin isn't done with reality television yet.
See the ugly one?
Yes.
No. He's the former Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
According to In Touch magazine, he will perform the ceremony for Bachelorette Deanna Pappas and Jesse Skiziznak.
He's going to be the preacher?
Yes, he's going to be the officiant for them to get married, which I think will be televised on on television.
That'd be sweet!
So now they're bringing back former contestants to marry the other contestants.
Because once they're on TV, they never go away.
Sure seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sex Pistols 2007 reunion shows will be released on DVD next month. If you're interested in seeing the Sex Pistols perform again, Rhino scored the U.S. rights to They'll Always Be in England, which is the name of the movie. It was filmed last November at the Sex Pistols concerts in London's Brixton Academy. The original lineup, first time in a long time, Johnny Rotten, Steve Jones, Paul Cook, Glenn Matlock, and he replaced Sid Vicious, of course, who did not make it to the concert for some reason.
No, that's odd.
Yeah. I think he just had it with them.
Yeah, he's hanging out.
And here's Hollywood's newest couple. Michael Jackson's got a new girlfriend.
This is not possible.
Leslie Nielsen, do you have any guesses about who Michael's new girlfriend is?
Pam Anderson.
That's right, Pam Anderson.
That's just, this isn't possible. There's some stories that just
this
smell the high heaven of fake.
Is real.
Michael Jackson is not going out with...
Michael Jackson?
He might be, but Michael
I believe
it.
Michael Jackson is going out with her.
Pam Anderson?
No way.
I declare.
No way.
Michael. An insider tells the UK's Daily Mail tabloid that the two have gone on a few secret dates.
Yeah, sure.
That's why you don't know about it, because they've been dating secretly.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Pam pushes him around in a wheelchair, and they go out for cocktails.
Are you going to go from Tommy and his third leg to Michael Jackson?
You don't know what Michael's packing.
Dude, have you ever seen those pictures?
He is a tripod.
From what?
From the court case where they had to take those pictures of his privates.
Michael's a tripod.
Yeah, he's a
tripod. He's got a kickstand.
Sure he does.
Massive.
Sure. It's all camouflage looking because he's got the impetigo. It's all different
great.
Colors.
You don't even see it coming, man. You're just sitting in the room all of a sudden, wow! Next thing you know, camo penis.
Yeah.
Good band.
Good band, camo penis.
This is not possible.
The first outing was at a hotel bar in Malibu, California, according to the story, and they've also gone out for coffee.
Who's reporting this?
The London Daily Mail.
They're lying.
They are very comfortable around one another, says an insider close to the couple. They've shared great conversations about their children, his upcoming CD, and his 50th birthday.
Sure.
So they're sharing very important matters with each other, and
sure.
They're very, very much in love.
Yep.
I'm looking for the sex tape. Would that be the greatest celebrity sex tape ever?
Yes!
I would say so,
Michael
yeah.
Michael Jackson and Pam Anderson?
Because I don't think it's possible.
Pam puts on a little boy outfit.
Yeah.
Like those Angus Young shorty shorts from AC/DC, a little cap and everything.
Oh, dear God.
Cool. Be great. Today's celebrity birthday is Charlie Sheen. You remember him from Two and a Half Men. Remember that show?
It's still on that
one. Wait a minute, that's still on.
Yeah.
He's 43 years old today. Skateboarder and snowboarder Shaun White also celebrates a birthday today. He's 22. I'm Ralph Garman. I watch.
You do watch.
And walk the showbiz beat.
Coming up this morning, we are going to tell you about Rage Against the Machine at the Republican National Convention, which didn't go quite as well as they had hoped. But things happened, and they're pretty funny. 11 minutes after 8. First, we're going to talk about superstitions, though. Ralph?
Who owns just one house and has two thumbs? This guy.
Ralph was trying to move, bought a new house.
Did move.
Moved.
That was no problem.
Sold his old house. That
no,
fell through.
No, that wasn't the... That didn't happen so
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Over.
No, I'm saying
This is a great time to buy a house. The market's depressed. The prices are plummeting. You can get a really good value right now.
First-time buyers.
If you're a first-time buyer.
Really well.
Yeah, if you're renting someplace.
Right.
But the problem is, as easy it is to buy a home now, actually it's not that easy anymore because it's hard to get a loan, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
As good a deal as you can get on a home now, the problem is selling your house on the other side of it. So we bought the new house, moved some of our stuff into the new house, had to leave some stuff at the old house so it looked dressed, it looked, you know, lived in, so people who were going through to see it could see it with furniture and stuff in it. So we're kind of living between two homes for months. We could not sell the house, could not sell it. And I finally complained to my mom one time. I said that we're having a hell of a time selling this house. She says, oh, well, what you need to do is get yourself a statue of St. Joseph.
And now, then, at that point, did you laugh or did you wait? Hold your laughter.
I thought maybe, you know, because my mom's a good Catholic girl, and I figured she just said, you know, get a statue of St. Joseph, put it on your nightstand, whatever, and pray to him every night before you go to bed or whatever
right.
for some help. So at the moment, St. Joseph, that didn't strike me as odd.
Right.
And she said, you take St. Joseph and you put him in a plastic baggie, and then you bury him in the front lawn of your house. And if you do that, within a month, your house will sell. And then when it's done, when you sell the house, you dig the St. Joseph up and you take him with you as a thank you for everything.
Is your mom crazy?
No, she's not.
Is she a realtor?
She is a perfectly sane woman.
But does she say things like this? I mean, was it out of the ordinary for her to say this to you? Must have been.
Not really.
Then she's crazy.
She's not crazy. She
no
just,
more than sports fans,
she just
by
believes
the way.
That certain saints will answer certain prayers. I mean, she used to, when I was a kid, I distinctly remember her saying, when something was lost at the house, she would say out loud, Dear St. Anthony, come around, something's lost and can't be found. And if you say that out loud, St. Anthony will come along and he will help you find the thing that you
lost. I wish I would have known that. I lost so much stuff in my life.
See, if you use St. Anthony's help, then you wouldn't have had this problem.
And we're going to take calls from people who have superstitions and have tried, not necessarily this one, but you have a superstition that you believe works because...
Anyway, the point of the story is bury the statue, sold the house. That's all I'm telling you. That's all I know.
Now...
St. Joseph close some mother effing escrow. That's all I know.
So you think that the statue of St. Joseph in a plastic bag buried in the front yard of your house worked magic?
Not magic.
And
a miracle.
A miracle.
Yes.
And your house sold.
St. Joe stepped in, gave a little, weight, lent a little of his weight, boom, things fell into place.
Last week we were trying to talk about this, and Ralph's like, nope, the escrow's not over yet. Don't say a word.
Yeah, why can't you say something beforehand? Is there some rule that you'll
jinx it?
It?
I don't know, but I had an escrow already that has fallen apart once. I wasn't taking that chance again. And and I didn't want to, I didn't want the prospective buyer maybe to say, this lunatic's got a statue buried in this house.
Is it possible that the house would have sold when it sold, regardless of the burying of St. Joseph?
No.
That's not possible.
It's impossible.
Okay. It isn't possible at all.
Impossible.
Really?
No. Impossible.
Those people wouldn't have even looked at the house?
Nope.
That's
Joe.
Pretty cool.
Look, hey, fine. If you don't want to think God lends a hand to those who need, fine. That's okay. That's how you live your life. That's how you roll.
I just don't think he needs to be buried.
I'm thanking St. Joseph. I'm taking St. Joseph's baby aspirin now. I'm enrolling in St. Joseph's College.
I don't think those are all the same.
In Pennsylvania.
Right.
I am just, me and Joe are tight. Nice work, Joe.
So you buried the statue. You went back after it sold and dug it up?
Sure.
Now you have it where?
And now where is he?
Now it's in my bedroom.
In your bedroom.
And he's
I'm going to return it to my mom.
Oh, okay.
It was her statue.
I wonder where you get the statue.
Mom sent me the statue.
She sent you the statue. I didn't know that.
Yeah. She sent me the statue and said, here you go. Give it a shot. And I said, what do I have to
lose? If it's that powerful, keep it.
There is a website online where you can order the St. Joseph real estate kit.
Really?
Yes. You go online and they sell you the statue and they give you the instructions and they tell you what you need to do. And they sell it all as a kit. This is not a unique...
They sell it as a kit.
This is not a unique superstition that my mother has come up with. This exists out there. This is a real
deal.
That's
scary.
A thriving business.
Yeah, that's scary.
St. Joseph real estate kit.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. You don't have to have this superstition. You can have any superstition that has been passed down to you from your parents or wherever, aunts, uncles, wherever, grandparents. And you honestly believe that doing this thing, like Ralph did with burying the St. Joseph statue, helped you get whatever it is you want. Because that's awesome.
Wow.
I mean, who knew? The whole housing crisis could be solved with this.
If more people picked up statues, everyone would be a lot happier. That's all I know.
Right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take... Ralph just brought in a Wall Street Journal. It looks like a Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Article. It's a
Wall Street Journal article on burying St. Joseph to sell your house.
When it takes a miracle to sell your house.
Okay.
Is the headline.
There's a book from Amazon.com there. There's the St. Joseph Real Estate Kit.
St. Joseph, my real estate agent. This is crazy. All this exists.
It's a big deal, man.
And a kit that you can buy online. All right, we're talking about superstitions. Not necessarily that one. That sounds a little wacky, but who knows? Let's begin with Kevin, because sports fans, I think, probably have the most superstitions out of everybody.
Yeah.
Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Kevin Abean, Lisa May?
Good morning.
Very good. Tell us about your superstition.
My superstition is when I go down and see my Angels playing and at their home field, I have to eat a chocolate malt in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they win.
Wow. That's all it takes, huh?
That's amazing power that chocolate malt has.
Hell yeah.
Angels should buy you season tickets, shouldn't they?
Yeah, they should.
So you're there eating malts and they keep winning.
You are going to get so fat if they do that.
Have you ever not eaten a chocolate malt and they won? Has that ever happened?
Yes, because the damn guy would not come by and they were sold out.
And when you didn't eat the malt, they won anyway?
No, they end up losing.
Oh, they lost.
Oh, they did.
So it does work.
Wow.
So it is real.
That's cool. All right. Continue drinking.
Now that I believe.
Sports fans are their own brand of nutty.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tony in Riverside. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, what's up? This is Kevin and Bean.
Hi there.
What's up, Lisa May?
Hi, Tony.
Tell us about your superstition.
My grandmother and my mom used to tell me, if you had a nightmare the night before, never don't say it until you eat the next day or else it'll come true.
Don't talk about your bad dream before you eat breakfast or it will come true?
Yeah, they said just keep it to yourself until you eat or you might have it come true.
It's true. You can't discuss nightmares on an empty stomach.
Is that true? I mean, do you still do that?
I do.
Who wants to take a chance? Nightmares are scary.
Yeah, but who
Well, there's some times where I've slipped it out and I've had like a deja vu.
Right.
But I don't ever do it again.
I got you. All right.
Yeah, because then that monster comes out from under the bed.
Attacks
you.
Yeah, most of my nightmares could truly happen.
Here's what yours could.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Here's what's funny though is
about
that
butthole week.
Is that all of these sound ridiculous to other people, but the one that you believe in doesn't sound ridiculous to you at
here's
all.
Here's the thing about superstitions. Like Lisa said, why you don't want to err?
Yeah.
On the wrong side. Why not? Who's it hurting? You just it gives you that little extra self confidence. That's all.
I'm never going to talk about a nightmare before breakfast. Now I didn't know that.
You're
going to
do all of these?
Well, it depends on what they are.
It's like freezing my NFL wallpaper, wrapping paper before the Eagles games. You know, I realize logically it doesn't really make a bit of a difference, but who's it hurting? Maybe it just gives it a little bit of an edge.
Okay, we crazy. Susan and Tustin. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your superstition?
Well, my grandmother always told me that you never clean your hairbrush and let your hair just go to the wind because a bird might get a hold of it and make a nest out of it, and that would be really bad luck.
It's bad luck if a bird makes a nest out of your hair. I think it's only bad luck if your hair is still on your head when the bird makes the nest out of it. Then it's bad luck.
No, because you know they have your hair then. So
right,
like a voodoo doll or something.
But what do they do?
They clone you using your DNA.
They peck at it, and then it's like being pecked in your head.
Yeah. So anyway, and I also want to confirm that dear St. Anthony, look around, because I've used that since I was a little girl, and every time I've used it, I found whatever I lost.
See?
All right.
Susan knows. My whole life.
That's right.
Susan. All right. Take it easy. You're down with St. A, baby.
All right. Wow. People crazy. Let's go to Patty. This is especially good. Patty in Buena Park. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin B. and Lisa May.
Hi, Patty.
I love you people with your superstitions. Where did you get this from and what is it?
This is from my grandmother. She says that if you want to travel on New Year's, at midnight, you have to run around your block with an empty suitcase, and then the following year, you will travel.
Huh?
What?
Oh, I want to live in your neighborhood. Every New Year's Eve, I would just sit and wait for the crazy lady with the empty suitcase that would go running by my front door.
So you're not talking about traveling on New Year's Eve. You're just talking about if you, in general, want to travel in the next year, you run around your house with an empty suitcase on New Year's Eve.
Not your house, the neighborhood.
The block. Sorry, the block.
The block, yeah.
And then you will travel sometime in the upcoming year.
Yes.
You're going to travel anyway, aren't you, usually?
Can you just save up your money and book a trip?
Your house was going to sell anyway, Ralph.
That's different.
I see. It's all different.
I don't have control over the house selling. I can't make someone buy the house, but if I want to travel, I can just go. I don't have to run around a neighborhood with a suitcase.
Patty, do you do this to this day?
I do it some years.
Some years.
But you know what? The first year I tried it with my cousin... She's never traveled, and that year we all went to Ecuador.
No way.
Whoa.
That's because you ran around the block?
I believe so.
All right.
Patty, if you run around the block naked, you'll get new clothing in the new year, too. Try that.
Believe that.
Believe that.
Wow. All right, let's go to Adam in Huntington Beach. These are endless, by the way. People really...
Yeah, that's for sure.
Adam, hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Tell us about your wacky girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. My fiance and her family believe that while she's pregnant, that she needs to wear something red with metal around her stomach to protect the baby during the eclipse.
Yeah.
Somehow the magnetic field, I don't know what it is, but it'll protect the baby.
The baby's in danger from the eclipse?
Yeah. Somehow the magnetic field changes when the moon gets blocked or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but... Yeah, her aunt didn't, and somehow the baby got messed up.
What was her aunt thinking? Why didn't she have something red and metallic around her?
You don't do it. You end up getting a werewolf baby, I heard.
All right, that's a sign. You need to get out, Adam.
No, they got a bunch of them, man, even for when you have, like, the flu and stuff like that.
All right. Thank you for the call. Man, oh, man, people are nuts. Let's go to Stephanie in Pomona. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Tell us how to stay healthy.
Well, ever since I was younger, my mom would always tell us to wet our ears before we, like, got wet, like if we were going to get in a pool or take a shower or anything, so that it could prevent us from getting sick.
You wet your earlobes first?
Yeah, like, she would have us, like make the sign of the cross, like, cross ourselves, right, and then, like, wet our earlobes.
And then get in the shower.
Yeah, like, if we were going to get in the shower or, like, get in the pool, and I still do that. And, like, it's funny because it seems so stupid, but we grew up doing it.
No, it's
we do it, and, like, my sister passed it on to, like, my nephew, but...
And none of you ever get sick?
Well, yeah, we get sick all the time.
All right.
Well, you wet your earlobes.
But if you didn't wet your earlobes, you'd really get sick.
Thank you for the call. Are you crazy? Let's see. Wait, we got so many of these. Although I want to talk to Patty in West Covina because Alex, our producer, does the same thing.
She instilled this in me, too.
You do it, too?
Kind of.
This is some freaking Russian curse or something.
Patty, hello.
Hi.
What's the superstition?
It is, do not place your purse on the floor. It could cause you losing money. Bad luck.
If you put your purse on the floor, you'll lose money.
Yes, bad luck.
Because
the purse will fall over and money will roll out of it?
Because someone will steal it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, how about some details on the curse?
Do you do that?
Do you not put your purse
on the ground?
I do not put it on the ground. It was an ex-boyfriend's mother who told me that. I had my purse on the floor, and she told me, oh, no, that's very bad luck. Place it on the table. So she got my purse, placed it on the table. I didn't ask her why, but I thought it was a little weird.
How do you not ask her why at that point?
I don't know. It just didn't really occur to me. I was just thinking maybe she's just, like, into a little superstitious thing. I didn't really want to ask her anything. So I was like, okay, but ever since that, like, it just got into my head. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to place my purse on the floor.
Alex, you do this too? Your grandma told you that?
Yeah, my grandmother got it from her mom. And we're crazy Eastern European. And she just said it's because the ground sucks out all the like, good energy from your person. Look, my great-grandmother was a hot gypsy. I don't know what to tell you.
Right,
but it's just
you put your purse on the floor to this
no,
day?
No, I avoid
you
it.
You don't. Neither does Patty.
Right. And now Cleo... And me. Cleo doesn't do it, and Lisa doesn't do it.
What?
You're a bunch of baddie broads.
You are.
I got money in my bag.
You put it in there. You put money on the floor, it's not going to disappear. You're not Chris Angel.
It's not a magic trick. It's the energy from the ground sucks it out.
That's just dumb.
Sucks it out of your bank account.
Can we all agree that's dumb?
Well, no. I just lost $20 to Psycho Mike yesterday, so I don't know how good it's working.
This is the dumbest conversation I've ever heard.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I just know Kevin's wallet is in his, pocket, and he sits on the ground every day, and every day we get money out of it.
Oh,
that's
true.
That's what I know.
But because the earth sucks.
That's right.
Because we suck. We keep taking his money.
All right, you're all batty. Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome.
Bye now. We talked to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com yesterday, and we were talking about Bristol Palin.
Sarah Palin's daughter, pregnant.
Republican nominee for vice president, Sarah Palin's daughter, who is 17 years old and pregnant.
Yep.
Apparently, the dude is Levi Johnston, who is also 17 or 18. He has written on his MySpace page, which has been taken down.
Oops.
I'm an effing redneck. He wrote, I live to play hockey. I'll kick ass.
Wow.
Later, he wrote, I don't want kids. Now that's been taken down, as have most of the pictures of the vice president's
His
daughter.
Mom says that the two were planning to marry even before she got pregnant.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then they were 16.
Don't know. I don't know how that does with the I'm never having kids thing.
But it looks like the whole political process is working its best magic to try and make this all go
They're
away.
Erasing those kids and making them nice and sparkly.
They are erasing them quickly.
Yeah.
There is a picture on the sites page at Kevin and Bean of her holding, I don't know, a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
There were a lot of those.
And I'm not sure how our producer Alex did this, but we actually have Bristol Palin on the phone.
No kidding.
Considering that the Republicans are trying to, hide her, this is kind of odd.
I can't believe this.
Hello, K-Rock.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Bristol Palin, please.
Whatever, bitch. I do what I want.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Shut up, bitch.
We're trying to reach Bristol Palin.
This is Bristol Palin.
Okay.
Now speak up.
Okay, so you're the daughter of the Republican nominee for vice president.
Yes, so?
I'm sorry, what?
So what?
Well,
I do what I want.
Right.
We heard.
Right, I know. We've seen the pictures, but
yeah.
they seem to be disappearing from every place that used to have them up.
Whatever, bitch. Take the pictures. I don't care. You're just jealous because I'm fine.
Do you have I did it all for the Nookie going in the background?
Oh, Limp Bizkit's the bomb. Yeah, Fred Durst is fine. Yeah, that's right. Turn it up. Levi, pump that.
Levi's there with you?
Shut up, bitch. Don't ask me questions.
Is Levi there with you?
Don't look at me.
I'm on the phone.
I got a pierced belly.
Right?
Yeah.
Is your mom trying to get you to clean up your act?
She can try whatever she wants, but I don't care. I do what I want. Right now, I'm drinking. I'm drinking Clunk Juice and Slurpee and vodka because I'm fine and I do what I want. Shut up.
You're only pregnant. What was that?
Levi's shotgun. Because I do what I want, bitch.
Levi has a
You're
shotgun?
You're just jealous. You're just jealous. Shut up.
Of what? What are we
You're
jealous?
You're just jealous of me because I'm fine. And boys love me, and they buy me corn dogs and Panda Express, bitch. Because I'm fine. Look at my body.
Well,
you're 5 months pregnant, I hear.
Shut up, bitch.
Well,
I didn't ask you to talk.
Right, but you're...
Okay? So what? I'm pregnant. I huff glue.
What?
Well, that seems like a bad idea.
Ooh, but I get crazy high because I'm crazy and I do what I want. Thug life forever, uh-huh.
But,
that's right.
But
I had a corn dog this morning, bitch, and I didn't even pay for it. Boys bought it for me because I'm fine.
You are pregnant, right?
Whatever.
Is that a
yes? Is that a yes or no?
Maybe I am, maybe okay. I'm not. If I want to be pregnant, I am.
No, but I'm just saying...
Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm not.
Right, but I'm just saying if
Shut
you're
up.
Pregnant, maybe you shouldn't be huffing glue.
Whatever. I'm smoking PCP right now.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea. You could harm the baby.
I don't think you should be telling me what to do because I do what I want.
Aren't you going to
Whatever.
Be at your mom's speech
Whatever.
Tonight?
Whatever. No. I'm no.
We heard that
I'm
you.
I'm going to see Flo Rida.
We heard that you and your boyfriend Levi were going to be there tonight, all cleaned up, looking nice.
Yeah, and then I said, "F it, no way."
You're not going to be there.
No, I'm going to go see Insane Clown Posse, and I'm going to smoke Sherm, and that's that.
I don't think you're helping your mom's.
I don't
cause.
Think you should open your mouth, bitch. You're just jealous because my hair looks so fly, and
hey.
I have a tattoo of a fish.
Hey, Bristol,
and it says. Sexy bunny.
Hey, Bristol.
What?
I thought you were white.
Yeah? I act how I want.
Right, but you sound like you're trying to be a black a rapper or something.
You sound like you're jealous. Because I'm fine and I have Cottonmouth Kings tickets and you don't.
You're correct.
And Levi has a big truck and he loves me and he's buff and he's fine.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So suck it.
Okay.
All right? Take that to the bank, white bitch.
All right. All right? Listen, we're just trying to
Maybe
find out.
Maybe you're just jealous because I do what I want. I love sex and drugs and that's what life's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Word to your mother.
You know that your mother's been nominated for the Vice President of the United States.
What? You think I care?
Well, I'm just saying you know that, right?
Because... How's that? Whatever.
I mean, she's running on this whole family values platform.
Maybe I'll run on your face all over it.
That's a good one. What? By the way, you're still playing Nookie. You know that, right?
Fred Durst is a genius. Bump it.
All right.
I did it all for the Nookie.
All right, Crystal, we got to go.
Take that cookie and stick it up
okay,
your
Okay, we got to go.
Good luck with that.
And Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well... Looks like Jennifer Aniston's making her return to television. She's doing a guest shot on 30 Rock. She's coming up this fall season. She'll play Claire Harper, former roommate of Tina Fey's character, who, according to People magazine, is a free-spirited, fatal attraction-like stalker.
Ooh, interesting.
Mm. Oh, good news. I hope she stalks Tina Fey. They have, like, a pillow fight.
Yeah.
Bad things happen.
I can picture that.
Adriana Lima is a trooper. She... is a giver. She gives and gives and gives.
She does. That's true.
She loves her fans. She went to an event called Supermodel Obsessions, which is a creepy name for an
scary
for an event. It's a place where fans get to meet their favorite models, and she signed autographs for 2 hours despite a broken finger.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Most models would be out of commission for a couple of months
forever.
With a broken finger.
The whole season.
Maybe
They'd
forever.
The whole season.
They'd have seasons?
They'd be on the pup list. P-U-P.
Not her. What's P-U-P?
Physically unable to perform.
That's right.
She was in Croatia, apparently on vacation, and took a nasty fall. She was sliding down a banister and broke her finger.
Yeah, that's hot.
See?
Yes, I get that.
You don't get it.
I
don't
no,
think you
I
get
don't.
It, man.
I don't.
Elvis Presley's fingerprints are up for auction.
His fingerprints?
Yes. Apparently, the king once had to get fingerprinted to get his concealed gun permit.
All right.
And so those fingerprints are up for auction in London. They're expected to go in the high six figures.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on.
Elvis's fingerprints. Concerns me more that Elvis was carrying a gun, by the way.
No kidding.
I don't think the king all hopped up on goofballs should have been packing.
Was it goofballs that he
I
was?
I think he was doing goofballs, yeah. Right. That's not a good idea. Kim Kardashian said, do not worry.
Oh.
Even though a lot of dancers on Dancing with the Stars tend to lose weight while they're performing on the show, she tells In Touch magazine she's not worried about her butt going away.
Oh, that's such good news.
She is going to keep her butt.
We were so afraid of that.
She has her butt insured, you know, for $1 million.
Does she really?
No. I'm just making that up.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It is her claim to fame.
Yeah. Big butt.
That's right. Big butt, you bet. The greatest new Hollywood couple ever has been unveiled.
Yeah, it's not possible.
It is possible. It exists. It's real. And I love it. And I'm
Pam
going
Anderson.
To the wedding. Yes.
Hey, come on.
Yes.
Pam Anderson.
Yes, Leslie Nielsen. Usually you should wait for my cue, but you feel free to just jump in anytime.
Pam Anderson?
Pam Anderson has a new boyfriend.
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Come on.
Of course she does.
Too good to be true.
An insider.
Nope.
Pam Anderson?
Well, they
tells
know.
Tells the London's Daily Mail
mm-mm.
that the two have gone on several secret dates.
Yeah, it's not good. That didn't
and they're happen. Really hitting it off.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Their first outing was a hotel bar in Malibu, California.
Yeah.
Pam had a martini. Michael Jackson had a Shirley Temple.
What did he have to drink?
Whoa! See? No, you didn't! And they've gone out for coffee several times. Rumor has it they're very comfortable around each other.
So she's gone out with Tommy Lee and Kid Rock.
Right.
And now Michael Jackson, because he's the same.
Rick Solomon.
Yeah.
Okay. Now Michael
Slater.
Jackson.
You can sure
Kelly
see the pattern.
Kelly Slater. Yeah. It's a pattern.
Yeah.
Sure.
Pam Anderson?
Maybe she's tired of the bad boys and she wants to settle down with a good, all-American, wholesome young man like Michael Jackson.
So who she's going to date?
How dare you?
Wow. That's not possible.
They talked about their children, his new CD that he's working on, and his 50th birthday. And apparently they're getting closer and closer all the time.
Yeah. That's hot.
You know the name Pete Doherty? Does that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lead singer for the Baby Shambles was dating Kate Moss for quite some time.
Tiny problem with drugs.
He does like the occasional drug.
Only casually, I hear.
He's just a casual user. Just, you know, parties.
Yeah.
Social events. When the sun rises.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll celebrate that.
He's one of those that everyone is surprised each day he's still alive.
He suffered a drug overdose in Austria last weekend. He was supposed to go on stage for a solo performance, but overdosed on drugs, and paramedics were brought to the scene to resuscitate him.
That isn't good for you.
That's true.
The concert was delayed for 4 hours, but after they brought him back to life, he went out on stage and performed as planned.
What? He finished the show that night?
He refused the trip to the hospital and took the stage 4 hours after the overdose.
Oh, my God.
God bless you.
What?
Party like a rock star, Pete Doherty.
That's not possible.
That kind of stuff goes down in the legend books.
They
Do they have
him?
Legend books?
I don't know
well,
that I'm aware
have.
Of.
They should start writing them, and Pete Doherty should be in them.
What's up with that?
He wanted the show must go on, you know?
I'll bet that was a good show.
I bet so, too. As he wiped the spittle from his face.
Wow.
Oh.
What, Gene Simmons?
Yeah, let's not.
And lastly, Usher's the man. He's got it all figured out.
Usher is the man.
He's just announced via his official website that he's going to do a small upcoming concert tour. He said it's going to be about 15 shows at small, intimate venues.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling it the One Night Stand Tour.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's hot.
The name is even more appropriate when you hear the rest of his plan. He says he'd like to get up close and personal with his female fans, so only women will be allowed to buy tickets for these shows.
The whole audience will be women?
15 shows in small, intimate venues
mm-hmm.
where he gets up close and personal with the lady fans.
Interesting.
It's the one-night stand tour.
He
Has
is brilliant.
Has anything ever been more aptly named?
Smartest guy ever.
I'll take that one and bring that one back to my room and give me that one and make that one do that one in order to earn to get back to see me.
It's going
to
be the best.
Yeah. Usher, by the way, will be kicking off the NFL season this Thursday with a free concert in New York City's Columbus Circle. He said all the fellows are welcome to come to that one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
he's already got
saving well, the intimate nice venues for the ladies.
I can't remember anyone ever doing this before, but I don't know why.
It's I know, sheer it genius. Seems like such an obvious
It's such a genius
it is.
answer.
And speaking of the ladies, mm-hmm. Ryan Seacrest
yeah.
Oh.
carries around with him an emergency eyebrow kit.
Glendale?
Whore.
Don't we all? Source tells Star Magazine that he's paranoid about how his eyebrows look. More concerned about his eyebrows than his hair, says the source. The emergency kit is filled with tweezers and brow gel in case his brows get unruly.
Eyebrows don't just pop out.
Oh, dude, you don't know.
I mean, it's not like it. That's a slow.
It's crazy brows.
That's a slow-moving thing.
If you're in there, you're at the Times Square, and it's New Year's Eve, and you're waiting for the ball to drop, and bink, one just sticks out. You can't get it down. You can't.
It doesn't
it
happen.
Dick Clark's got to come over and help you get it tweezed and put some brow wax in there.
That doesn't ever happen.
It happens, man.
There's no
know.
Such thing as a brow emergency.
You don't know. Just because you don't care about your brows, you don't know. Today's celebrity birthday is Charlie Sheen. He is 43 years old today. And skateboarder, snowboarder Shaun White celebrates his 22nd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. We were going to talk about something else here, the Internet Roundup.
Huh?
Trust me when I tell you there's a new retarded policeman.
Yes.
And there's some fantastic stuff there, like McCain's brain on his vice presidential candidate. So go to the Internet Roundup and check out some of those, including the best beer commercial ever, by the way, which is
pretty
awesome.
Hot.
But first, I want to talk about the best band ever, which is Rage Against the Machine. And they played at the Democratic National Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are in Minneapolis, St. Paul, wherever the Republican National
Convention. Yeah, they were
going
to play at both.
They were going to play, and apparently they got shut down by the man. Because I guess it was too big a thing. I don't
too
know.
Big a crowd or
I
something?
Don't know why, but there is video up on the front page of KROQ.com. You have to watch this. It's the guys from Rage Against the Machine with one bullhorn.
Mm-hmm.
And no equipment, no guitars, no amps, no anything. And they're talking to the crowd.
Rage Against the Machine is a band that has never, never advocated violence. We've always advocated a direct opposition to unjust wars like the one started by John McCain and the Republicans and Bush and all of them. That's why we're here today, standing peaceful opposition.
All right, so now the crowd is standing there. They're not going to hear the band play.
Yeah.
But the band tries to take advantage of it as much as they can.
The reality is, we're just four musicians from Los Angeles who have used our voices and our talent and our musicianship and our words to stand up against these unjust policies. And why the f*** are these cops so afraid of us?
Okay, now here's what's funny to me. He says, why are the cops afraid of us? And then he goes, he's very clearly trying to accomplish something. And he wants to say, are the cops afraid of us?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no, they're not afraid of the four band members. They're afraid of the crowd.
Okay.
That's the point he's trying to get across. But the people don't know this at this point, so they're just cheering for anything they hear.
Yeah.
So he says,
afraid of us. Are they afraid of us?
Yeah!
Yeah! And then Zach starts shaking his head, no,
and
no,
crying,
no,
no,
I mean, no.
They're not afraid of four musicians. They're afraid of you.
Yeah!
Yeah! They better be! One drunk guy.
So I'll tell you what, we're just gonna pick one song right now. You guys can pick it. We're gonna do it a cappella.
Now, a lot of bands can pull off a cappella.
Yeah.
That means no instruments. I'm not positive Rage can do it.
Not really that kind of music.
But they have a bullhorn and they're willing to try. So this is Tom Morello doing his guitar part by using his mouth through a bullhorn. Now, I've seen Rage a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good sound.
Yeah.
But it's all
this
that
isn't what you were expecting?
Well, it's all that was available to them because they closed him down. And then they did another song.
I've got a message for the police who kept us on the stage tonight.
Oh, this is Tom Morello now talking about the police. Zach was saying, are the police afraid of us? No, they're afraid of you. Tom wants to kind of clarify.
I suspect that some of the police may actually even be fans of Rage Against the Machine. I suspect that some of the police come from working class and middle class backgrounds like we do and like you do. I suspect that the cops here today have much more in common with this band, with you people, than the people of the RNC. So before this weekend is over, they may turn their batons and their tear gas and they're rubber bullets against us.
By the way, that was the first time that I experienced tear gas. Was at Rage Against the Machine outside Staples Center when they did that?
They're like a
which convention was
for
here?
That?
Which convention was here? I can't remember. Democrat or
I thought it was the Democrat.
Republican?
Yeah.
Democratic. Yeah. So we were out in front, and then the police showed up on the horses and rubber bullets and tear gas. Wow. That's a good memory right there.
It's my hope that they realize that we all have something in common, and one day, very soon, they turn those batons and tear gas and rubber bullets against those jackasses over at the RNC.
So Rage stirring stuff up, which I love.
Yeah, they do that well.
They've sounded better, but they only had the option of one bullhorn, so what are you going to do?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1. What it do, nephew?
All right, your calls, 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize. This time, it's a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Burn After Reading.
Oh, I can't wait.
This looks so great.
It does.
So funny. The Coen brothers, first of all, are just two of the best movie makers on the planet.
Brilliant.
If you've ever seen Raising Arizona or Oh Brother, Where Art Thou or Blood Simple, their first film. I mean, just every movie they make is fascinating. Even the Hudsucker Proxy, movies that weren't as successful as others.
But there's
always
no cast.
Good.
That's the problem, is they never have a cast.
I know. They had to suffer this time with unknowns. Some George Clooney guy, Brad Pitt, apparently, yeah. John Malkovich. Couldn't find anybody.
Just those guys.
Looks great.
You get the advanced screening just for calling, 1-800-520-1067. Let's begin with Sophia, who is calling from Roland Heights. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
What's up, Sophia?
What'd it do?
I was watching the news this morning, the Channel 11 news, and I've heard how that the running vice president.
Sarah Palin, yeah.
Yeah, her daughter's pregnant, and they're thinking that just because her daughter's pregnant, she wouldn't be a good vice president.
I don't think anyone's saying that.
Oh, that's what they said on Good Day LA.
Yeah.
They said because her daughter's pregnant, she wouldn't be a good vice president.
Well, that's what I heard.
Guarantee you that's not what they said.
Okay, they're saying that she's like... She's not. I don't know. They're saying bad stuff
I think they're trying to question her judgment and whatnot because she's 17. She dropped out of school.
Right. And Sarah Palin believes that it should be abstinence-only education.
We
shouldn't have sex education for kids.
In Alaska schools, she won't let them teach birth control. Only abstinence is the only thing she will allow them to teach in the schools in Alaska. And people are saying it doesn't work. Here's an example in your own family of someone, obviously, maybe could have used some birth control education because now she's 17 years old and pregnant.
And she also blocked some bill that was supposed to help teenage mothers in some way in Alaska.
I think and she's allowing her daughter to marry this kid at 17. Which
well,
I think
good.
It's not good, sweetie. It's not.
Being unmarried, that's better.
Well, no, I don't know. I think being unmarried is better than marrying a dick just because you have to
and
get married
you're 17,
for appearances.
Yeah. I mean, that compounds the problem. It makes it even more difficult to be in a marriage as well as to be a new mother at 17. It's a lot to put on her kid.
I don't think it's all her fault, but I do think it's worth asking what her views are and, you know, what she would do if she ever became vice president. I think that's fair.
I've seen some people say she couldn't be a good vice president because she has five kids and she couldn't possibly be a good mother and a good vice president. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
but when you have a daughter who's pregnant and a special needs baby, I think that does complicate anybody's life, male, female, husband, wife,
it doesn't
matter.
But if she was a man, they would never bring that up.
Well, they should.
If a man had five kids and a special needs baby, they wouldn't even bring up the fact that he had that in his
family. I think
they
should. It's a good question for anybody.
I think they should just stop talking.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, that would be so great. That would be so awesome if we could just end all of the political talk. I know there's an election coming up and all, but...
Let's just stop it now, and then we promise we'll come back in November and vote. How about that? Everyone will vote if you just shut up.
We'll give you the week before to put your ads out there and everything else, and then we'll pay attention for a week.
I think there's a law in England which is, it's like 3 months or something.
It is.
Three months away from the election. As soon as you can begin campaigning is 3 months out, and that's all the time you have to get all your information.
This election started in 1988, it feels like.
It did start a couple years ago. It really did.
Eddie in North Hollywood, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What'd it do?
What'd it do?
Hey, I was calling because I was watching the Republican convention last night.
Right.
And I don't know if it was CGI or they dug her out, but John McCain was there.
John McCain's mother?
Yes.
Yeah, she's 96 years old.
Yeah, I mean, she looked like a mummy. I mean, she was like one step away.
Dude,
she's 96.
She's one step away from death.
She's John McCain's mom, and somehow she made it to the convention. I'd say that's a thumbs up.
By all accounts, she's a spitfire. She gets around fine. She's cognizant. She's with it. She gets it all.
Eddie, your complaint is that she's not hot?
No, It was creepy.
She's way wrinkly. Don't get me wrong. She's way wrinkly, but she's also 96.
No, it wasn't wrinkly. It was like stretched. Like,
okay, Eddie.
Like the mummy or something.
I'm sure she was a mummy.
My kids were watching. That's not fair to them.
It did look like she tried a facelift at like 92 or something.
There, you know?
My kids were watching. That's not fair to them.
It was a bad choice.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Eddie, for the show. You're the best.
Eddie rules.
Fair to them. Don't look. It's an old person.
Let's say good morning to John in Upland. Good morning, John.
Hey, what do you do, nephew?
What do you
do?
Baby Boo?
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm just calling because this morning I went on Yahoo, and I guess the Babylon AD director, Matthew Kasovitz, is bad-mouthing his own movie now.
Yep. Is he bad-mouthing his own movie?
He didn't even go to the premiere.
I guess he was saying that it's nothing but stupidity and violence.
This is the Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah, and I guess he was, and Vin Diesel even said that it was edited so much that he's surprised he's still in the movie.
Yeah, it was an editing problem.
The director didn't edit the movie?
Actually, he did his own cut that the critics saw and panned it. And apparently he didn't get it. They stopped for like 3 weeks because there was a big fight between him and Vin Diesel. And apparently the whole thing was just a nightmare. But he didn't go to the premiere, has trashed the movie.
Wow.
Said it basically plays like a bad episode of 24. That's what he says about
that. Wow. Well, I mean,
he hates his own movie. But in this case, he's right, because it's Babylon on AD.
Can't you see that going in, though, with that one?
No, I
thought it was going to be a Shakespearean classic. Really.
That's what Vin Diesel says everywhere. Nada in Long Beach. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up, Nada?
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, Ralph.
What to do?
This question is for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you know about the legal trouble between Fox and Warner Brothers
over
Watchmen?
I heard about this. Lawsuits.
What is your opinion about it?
Who's suing who and why? What's the story?
Fox is suing Warner Brothers, who is releasing Watchmen, which is the filmed version of what's considered the greatest comic book ever, greatest graphic novel ever. They did the movie version. They own DC Comics, which released the comic book.
Right.
But Fox is suing them, saying that they already had a deal in place years ago to make the movie version of the Watchmen, and those rights had never been relinquished.
Really?
And a judge upheld that suit. It looks like it's going to court.
So they didn't win, but a judge said it looks like
there's enough evidence for this to go to court. Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Which could suck, because if it gets held up in the courts, who knows when we could see the movie?
Wow.
Because Fox has put an enjoinder out saying you cannot release any materials, any merchandise, any property.
Is it finished?
Practically. Yeah, they just saw it. Kevin Smith said he just saw a cut of it recently, so it's ready to go. But I don't know what's going to happen, Nada. What about you?
I think that's pretty a bummer, but what can you do, you know?
My guess is that Warner Brothers will cut them in for a piece of the pie, and they'll release the film jointly as a Fox and Warner Brothers production, and they'll get a little taste.
All right, thanks, Ralph.
All right, buddy.
Are you on some kind of harmonica?
Stop playing harmonica back there.
It's his car door.
It could be, yeah, he's opening the car door.
I hope they settle it, because that would be, everyone's dying to see this film. It'd be a shame if we had to wait any longer than we had to.
I, again, don't know much about it, but it looked like the most awesome movie ever.
It's in paperback now. You can buy the entire collection of comics in one paperback. You should pick it up and read it when you get a chance.
I've never read a comic book in my life, and picked it up on Ralph's recommendation, and I've just started it. It's unbelievably riveting. It's like, I can't explain how interesting it is, but it's really dense. So I don't know how they'll bring it to a movie.
Well, I'm really dense. So
that's true.
I can relate to that.
I'll be surprised to see how they can adapt this to film, because it's really, really dense.
All right. Thanks to Muff, who was on the program today.
Go, Muff.
He's the creator. And apparently the storm brewer, he's causing trouble. We got a lot of calls this morning about MexicanMuffinTops.com. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to point out, nobody thinks every Mexican has a muffin
just
top.
Just a website,
for God's
sakes,
people.
A little comedy website. That's
this guy's all. Into them, so let him be into them. Who cares? Also, thanks to Sustainable Dave. I don't want to tell you about his website because it's got pictures of trash, and who wants to go to that?
He sure doesn't throw things away, though.
That's Sustainable Dave. It's crazy that way.
He's got 30 pounds of trash only. He's a winner.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Tyra Banks is a whore. We will tell you why again. Matt Money Smith will be here, as it is the kickoff of the NFL season.
You know what sucks? Coins. On your feet, guy.
NFL is finally back.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I know. It's so exciting. Especially after these preseason games where they play everybody you never heard of. That sucks.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Make it so.
White Pants, the song, tomorrow morning.
Oh.
There's a song, White Pants?
Yes, there is.
You're not thinking White Snake, are you, Kevin? Because that's
totally pretty sure.
Sometimes you get confused. White Snake was David Coverdale.
This is the one about White Pants and the rules about the...
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
Who would have guessed?
And tickets for the MTV Video Music Awards. Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, Kat is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop. She has that hot one from Marcy Playground. She's got MGMT. She's got the Foo Fighters and the new Stained. It's all coming up as part of 40 minutes nonstop.